I don't hear it.
I'm waiting for this to kick up. I disconnected it for a second.
Oh.
Okay.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker speaking to you from Brookville, where tonight two unbeatens go at it, the Anarockets 1-0, the Brookville Blue Devils 1-0. Matt Zerker alongside, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, who could be back in the saddle in a few weeks. He's recovering from knee replacement. Chuck is doing just fine. We wish him well, and he'll return possibly for that Fort Loramie-Covington game a couple weeks away here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to Mike Wick, who filled in last week. Mike of Sydney was part of the founding team here on scoresbroadcast.com back in 2006, 2007, 2008. He, Mark Jordan, Jeff Bray, were keys to developing scoresbroadcast.com. So gratitude to Mike a week ago. Matt Zerker, who's been extremely helpful the last few seasons, is alongside here this evening. In fact, at the half of this game, we are going to play back for you the third quarter of Anna's boys district championship basketball game this past March at the UD Arena, when Anna defeated Clark Montessori 68-59. Anna trailed at the half, overtook Clark in that third quarter. It was the Jack and Matt show that particular day, and we'll have the third quarter for you at halftime of this football game. Anna trailed by four at the break in that basketball game, wound up leading by three at the end of the third quarter, and pulled away to win by nine, then beat Dayton Stivers in the next game, the regional semifinal, before losing to Purcell Marion in the regional championship contest. The weather here at Brookville, and not quite what we expected, winds out of the north-northwest, 7 to 10 miles per hour, temperature low 70s. There is a sprinkle of rain in the air. It was a sunny morning here in southwest Ohio. Clouds built in during the afternoon. There is a chance for a brief shower. Hope it doesn't rain and blow in, because we are situated comfortably under an awning outside the press box at the east end. We like it. We've got a lot of elbow room. We have an outstanding signal strength as a result. No metal press box around us. And we've got a good view of this plush turf Brookville field. It is outstanding. However, you look across the way beyond the stands to the south, you can see some tarped roofs here in Brookville that were hit by the tornadoes back in late May, earlier this year. Several homes damaged within eyeshot of the press box view here at the Brookville High School football stadium. Brookville, Anna, eighth meeting between the two. Anna's won the last three. Anna's won four of the previous seven. Anna won the first confrontation. Brookville ripped off three in a row. Anna's won the last three. They've been very high scoring. We expect another high scoring game here tonight. In fact, these two teams, in winning last week, rolled up 48-14 victories. Anna got revenge against Middletown Fenwick and drubbed the Falcons by 34 points in a mercy rule contest. And Brookville, though tied at the half 7-7 versus Tri-County North, came on strong last two quarters and won that game by a score of 48-14 as well. By comparison, Anna prefers to run the football, can throw it. Bart Bixler has adept receivers. He will put it up, maybe even occasionally on first down. Brookville is almost exclusively run the football. Anna with more than 20 seniors, Brookville less than 10. If Anna gets a lead in the third quarter, could be trouble for Brookville, which threw it five times last week, completed two, and one of the three not completed was a tip ball pick six by Tri-County North, which led in that game at 1.7-0 before losing 48-14 to Brookville. Rockets trying to improve on their defense from a year ago when Anna gave up 320 yards per game. Brookville likewise wants to get better defensively. Nick Marino, fifth year head coach for Anna, in his 19th year. Mike Hetrick, son of the legend, the three-decade-long-plus coach at Versailles, Al Hetrick. Mike's been here 19 years, some of the very same principals, and he says, like so many high school coaches, and even more so, blocking and tackling this side football games. And Lord knows, Anna's got to tackle the inside running game of Brookville. A lot of deception. You may not know who has the football. Brookville features two tight ends. They block. Two wing backs, they're in motion. A power eye, T formation. One word describes Anna's attack, S-P-R-E-A-D, the spread. Anna will spread you out with speed. Anna's got Bart Bixler at quarterback. He was 8 of 10 throwing last week against Fenwick, 171 yards and two touchdowns. He ran for a team high 124. He punched it in on the ground twice. 12 carries for Bixler. A 39-yard run for a score and an 11-yard run in the first half for Bart. He threw a 45-yard TD pass to Jeffrey Richards, a 29-yard bomb to Riley Huelskamp. Riley, a senior, by the way, rushed for 100. He had three TDs, 14 carries. Bixler ran the ball last year for better than 6 a carry. Huelskamp ran it for nearly 6 a carry. But here tonight, it could be a different story than it was for Anna last week. Fenwick hit hard by graduation a year ago. Brookville, a sophomore and junior laden last season, has some key seniors at the core of this club here in 2019 and promises to be a real tough foe for the Anna Rockets. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. The U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Thanks as well to the In-Between The in-between, located between Botkins, New Bremen, Jackson Center, and Anna. The food's not in-between. It is absolutely out of this world. Thanks as well to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings at the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his best shot. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn, it will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna, gratitude to Wells Brothers, Inc., which has now grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And don't forget Barker Insurance, a big underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Barker located on 25A, just south of Anna, just north of Sydney. For multiple years now, Barker, the number one most valued agency in the region. And thanks, too, to Dan Eilerman Construction of Fort Loramie, the Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Regal Trophy and Awards, for the best in trophies, plaques, and awards, call on Regal, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. And Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, near Lake Loramie. Fine food all the time, including great breakfast at Maury's Landing. You get more at Maury's, which serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Well, Matt Zerker, quite a spectacle here at Brookville. Blue and white dotting the stands down below. A good throng of fans from Anna and Green across the way. It's not a sunny evening like we had last Friday night for Fort Loramie on the road at Minster. Nonetheless, it's a good football weather evening here at Brookville High School.
Yeah, it definitely is a football weather. Like I said earlier, Jack, low 70s, kind of a breeze. Definitely your football weather out here tonight.
Anna Rockets coming off a fine campaign in 2018, 8-2 regular season. Lost the first playoff game in a challenging region, wound up going 8-3, earned a share of the Midwest Athletic Conference title, beat Coldwater during the course of the campaign, played Marion Local very tough, beat Fort Recovery in a close game, knocked off St. Henry in overtime. Head coach Nick Marino, in year number 5, had a whole lot of good things to say about the Rockets last season.
Yeah, we had a good year last year. We didn't accomplish everything that we wanted to, but we accomplished a lot of things with that group. And I'm going to miss those seniors from last year, but we're on to this year now. So fun group this year as well.
A highlight or two from that 2018 campaign. What do you remember most? Plays, games?
The guys winning a share of the league title was a big deal for our guys. It's something our school we hadn't done before at our school, and it was really, really special, especially for the seniors that left. And got a little confidence. Maybe for some of our younger kids, they can do that as well. So,
you referenced seniors who left, who graduated a year ago. Hey, a lot of juniors played quality minutes last season. They return a big core of leadership among those 12th graders here in 2019.
Yeah, we got a large class of seniors this year, so we're looking for them to really perform well. And you know, you want to have your best year as a senior. And if we can do that, hopefully we'll have a lot of fun this year.
What does the spectator in the stands want to see when Anna plays football and offense? And what kind of schemes, formations? I know you haven't changed much in your 5 years here at Anna.
Yeah, we run a spread offense, and you're always changing to what your guys do best. So right now we've got a quarterback that's athletic, so we run the ball a little bit with both of those guys in the backfield, him and Riley Hills camp as well. So we're able to do those types of things with our attack right now, and we also got some good kids on the perimeter. And a nice offensive line.
You made mention of Bart Bixler, Riley Heelskamp. What are the attributes, the skills of those two young men who make them such outstanding high school football players?
Those guys are they're good athletes, and they play multiple sports. You see those guys, so they have a really good sports knowledge overall, and they're both gamers. They're both gamers. They're going to give you everything they got. They can get a little beat up, and they don't care. They're going to go play and fight through it. They're tougher kids. So definitely the toughness, the qualities that both of them share.
Going to get beat up a little bit and play right through it. That makes a high school football athlete something special. On the outside, a superb array of receivers.
Yeah, we've got nice receivers out there. Obviously, Jeffrey Richards is a guy that had a lot of success for us out there in the perimeter last year. Isaac Leininger is a big-time possession receiver for us, and Nolan Emerson's doing a good job as well.
Theme of this conversation, senior leadership, 11 seniors on your offense, including the entire offensive line. Highlight those young men for us.
Yeah, I've got a nice offensive line in front. You got a couple guys that moved some positions but are still on their starters on the offensive line. Anthony Billings doing a really good job. Dylan Steineke-Ellinger's doing a really good job. You got Luke Dye, Will Luthman. These guys have all played for multiple years, and they're doing a nice job up front. And then another guy stepping in as a first-year starter is Evan Poppelman, and he's been our kind of the surprise so far of the group. That he's been really, really consistent and just getting his job done on a consistent basis.
Kicking game, including extra points, important on the scoreboard, including punts and kickoffs, important in terms of field position. Spotlight those specialists for us.
Yeah, we've been really trying to get better on that this year. That's been a huge emphasis for us.
Right.
Our punter is Will Luthman. He's also doing our kickoffs as well. So he's doing a good job. He's got a strong leg. And then at place kicker, we got Zach Ambus.
Oh, yeah, Zach, good week, 6 of 7 in the opening game against Fenwick.
Yep, 6 of 7. We're hoping to be perfect this week, though, so we'll see if we can get that done.
Speaking of Middletown Fenwick, a club which drubbed you on the road last year in Middletown, and you even the score with them this season in your opener.
Yeah, they got after us pretty good last year, and this year we came out and made some plays. Still a little sloppy at times in the first game, so we got a lot of things we had to clean up, but it was definitely good to get a win there. Start with a big win against a little larger school, so definitely good to have.
Nick Marino, head coach at Anna in his fifth year, our guest here before tonight's game between the Anna Rockets and the Brookville Blue Devils. Coach, take a minute and talk about the defensive side of the ball. It was a phase of the game on which you need to improve from 18 to 19 this year in order to make your club even more well-rounded.
Yeah, we definitely, that's been an emphasis to getting better on the defense side of the football. We switched to a 3-4 defense, so we're a little more aggressive on the defense side of the ball than we were. Having another guy on their feet allows you to do that. And looking at this week, we got to stop the run. Brookville runs the ball really, really well. They're going to challenge us up front, so we're going to see if we're man enough to line up and stop their run game tonight. That's going to be the challenge.
Hey, that's been the theme of Brookville the last several years. It's a run-first offensive attack. If you can get the lead, big advantage for you, because Brookville does not prefer to pass the football. So your run defense has got to be super strong.
Yeah, we got to defend the run well. We're going to see if we're physical up front, and it's going to test us a little bit because they run things that you don't see all the time. It's not your traditional offense that you see week in and week out, and they force you to adjust, and we're going to see if we're able to do that.
A quick summary of the health of your team after 1 week of play.
We're all healthy, so pretty good health overall, and nobody's missing from the varsity side of the football, at least.
If you had to put your thumb on one aspect of tonight's game, which might go a long way to deciding the outcome, what would it be?
Seeing if we can stop the run first and second down especially, and getting them off schedule a little bit.
Sure.
So if we're able to do that, that'll be a big determinant to the game tonight.
50-year head coach Nick Marino of the Anna Rockets. He wants to force the Blue Devils into 2nd and 8, 3rd and 5 or 6 all evening if Anna's defense can get it done. 11 starting seniors for the Anna Rockets. That's more seniors, 11, than on the entire Brookville roster. How about that? 19-year head coach Mike Hetrick at Brookville. He's had some super good teams, including 2015, when the Blue Devils went all the way to the regional championship game versus Coldwater.
Yeah, that was a special year for us. We had a great senior class that did a great job of leading us. And, you know, they did a really good job all year long, you know, keeping level-headed and, you know, trying to just take one game at a time. But they were a lot of fun. You know, it just wasn't the games. They were a lot of fun out in practice and just a lot of fond memories of that year.
Only one loss all the way to the regional final before playing Coldwater.
Yep. You know, we 12-0 facing Coldwater in the regional finals, and, you know, they were a great team. And, you know, we battled with them, but they just had too many playmakers for us that night. And, you know, we gave them a little bit of run for their money, but they were a great program. So still, you know, it's not to diminish what those kids did. We had a great year and wouldn't change anything.
Sure. 18 years of Mike Hetrick football. In 25 words or less, if you can, in layman's terms, describe it. Schemes, philosophy, formations, so on and so forth.
Well, I don't know. We just want to be a disciplined, hardworking, physical program. You know, we're not going to try to out-trick you or do anything like that. We just want to, you know, play basic football because me and our staff has been with us for a lot of years. You know, it comes down to blocking and tackling. That stuff never changes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, year in and year out, you can teach that to your kids no matter, you know, what the skill level is of those kids. And, you know, we just try to, you know, instill that, you know, you do the little things, fundamentals, and everything else take care of itself.
It sounds like I'm listening to Al Hetrick a little bit, your dad, a three-decade-plus coach at Versailles. I know that when I talk to him, boy, some of the first two words out of his mouth were blocking and tackling. We perform those with a good rate of efficiency. We've got a fine chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't changed, you know, and I'm sure that dad preaching that to us when I played, you know, is rubbed off, but, you know, you can't get around it. You know, if you want to win, you better block and you better tackle. And I'm not intelligent enough to outsmart anybody, so, you know, we're just going to, you know, try to rely on the fundamentals and do those the best we can.
Hey, you play two tight ends. You'd prefer to run the ball before passing it. Talk about your skill players, your quarterback, your running backs, and your two tights in this year's version of Brookville football.
Well, you know, we feel like we got a couple good running backs in our senior backfield with Jack Myers and Connor Michael. They did a good job week one. We're breaking in a new quarterback that hasn't played for a few years, so might be a little rough here going, you know, early. Feel like we got a couple good tight ends to throw to, and Daniel Dominique and Kaya Getter. I think they're getting better each week, and you know, we're not opposed to throwing it, you know. We can run it. We're definitely going to run it, but I feel like we can throw it if we have to, and, you know, if we need to open some things up. So we got some guys you have to pay attention to, you know, in the air game as well.
And what's the defensive look for Brookville here in 2019?
Well, I hope we're better defensively. You know, we weren't terrible last year at it, but, you know, just some times when we felt we needed to get really physical, we just didn't have the, you know, the horses to get it done. So we've got some, you know, kids back, a returning linebacker, and some guys up front that we feel like can get physical, and we hope we can, you know, be a little tougher on that side of the ball, because I know to beat the good football teams, you gotta win that side, and, you know, we're definitely going to have to do this Friday night.
Mike Hetrick, 19 years head coach at Brookville, game this evening versus Anna. I'm sure a lot of people statewide look down here to Southwest Ohio. How did Anna Brookville come out? Who won that game? Because you've had some knockdown, drag-out affairs, and the winner of this game usually goes on and has a pretty good season.
Yep. Sound like what we just told the players this beginning this week. You know, this has been a good barometer of, you know, our season, where we're at.
Right.
You know, that they're always going to be a well-coached team. They're always going to have good athletes, and, you know, you're always going to have to play well to beat them. And, you know, they had a really good team last year, and we had to go up there and play, and we felt like, you know, we played a good game against them. But a few turnovers here and there that led to some points, and we, you know, I think about a 21-point swing there that made a difference in that game.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The physical part of it, we felt like we did okay there, but, you know, we got to clean up the game for sure if we're going to beat them, you know, this year.
important game because Anna figures to win quite a few. You'll win quite a few. Before it's all said and done, computer points at stake in this contest tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we're not thinking there yet. You know, this is week two.
Sure.
We need to get better, and we know we're facing a good team. And, you know, nothing's do or die week two, but, you know, obviously you circle, you know big games on your schedule, and this is definitely one of the big games that we have. And, you know, it's not just all based on computer points. It's, like I said, it's give you that barometer. Where are we? What do we need to work on and get a little bit of a gauge for ourselves?
Which one aspect of high school football might turn the tables in this contest tonight?
Turnovers,
okay,
is what I would have to say. And, it, you know, second probably be the field position, which I think is huge in high school football. It gets overlooked a lot. But,
right.
Those two things I think are going to be critical for us and, you know, to have some success.
Words of 19-year head coach Mike Hetrick at Brookville. The Blue Devils are a Division V club. They play in Region 20 with the likes of Madera, Marymount, Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, West Liberty Salem, Bethel, West Jefferson. Anna is in D6, Region 23 this year, not D5, but it's a D6 region, which includes Fort Recovery, Minster, St. Henry, Coldwater, Archbold, Pavlin, Wayne, Trace, Liberty Center, Columbus Grove, Lima Central Catholic. It is loaded up. You get through that division and make the postseason, you have really earned it, Matt Zerker.
Definitely, that was a who's who of the area, pretty much.
Well, the Anna Rockets will kick off, and oddly enough, the Rockets will kick off against the wind, which is blowing out of the northwest. In fact, the ball falls off the tee. Breeze is picked up to 10 to 12 miles an hour, temperature around 70, overcast skies. Any raindrops, we think, will stay to the north. Will Luthman will stride forward and boom it for the Rockets to get this game underway. Will had an interception last week in the opener, by the way, on defense. Return from the 9 by Brookville is a good one, and look out. All the way up the right sideline goes the return man. It's Jack Myers. It's a 50, 40, hits a block, hits another one, eludes a Rocket. He's gone. Touchdown. About 90 yards. The outstanding running back for Brookville, Jack Myers, dashes 90. There are no flags. He and Connor Michael rammed home 300 yards on the ground last week between them, 30 carries, 10 yards per rush. Myers here shows blazing speed, outstanding blocking up front by Brookville between the 20 and 30-yard line. A huge cavity opened up, Mac. And I tell you what, I think I could have gotten to the 50 on that one.
He went in pretty much untouched, like I said, once he got past the blocks.
Extra point try for Brookville, which is broken on top in 14 seconds. What a start for the Blue Devils. A huge surprise. Extra point boot. Perfect. How about that? We'll hear from the in-between located just south of Botkins, north of Anna, momentarily as I give you the score. And we played just seconds. Blue Devils jump on the Rockets. 7-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker back at Brookville. The Blue Devils have struck right away in the opening 14 seconds. A 90-yard kickoff return for a score by Jack Myers, a senior, 5'9", 170. Outstanding rusher for Brookville on offense. We talked about Brookville's dominating running game under head coach Mike Hetrick. Hey, we just saw Brookville's very good return game to open this contest versus Anna. And the Rockets are down by a score in just 14 seconds of action. Who would have thought that would have taken place? Here is the kickoff return by Brookville, bouncing down to the 16. Anna up the far hash behind a bevy of blockers. A good bring back of the boot by Cam Stewart out to the 37. He just hovered in behind three or four white shirts, and Anna's got good field position. Anna in white, green stripe in the helmets, white numerals. Brookville flashes the blue from top to bottom, including the headgear, white numbers, and the big Brookville Blue Devil logo at center field here in the middle of the gridiron at Brookville High School.
Quite a way to break in the new turf here, Jack.
Indeed, yep. Inside running game, Riley Huleskamp gets the nod for Anna, and he chugs for 7 or 8 to the 45-yard line. Anna Rockets offensively. Quarterback, Bart Bixler, 5'11", 170. Riley Huleskamp, a tailback, 5'10", 185. Halfback, Cam Stewart, 6 feet, 195. Nolan Emerson, Jeffrey Richards, Isaac Leininger are your wideouts. And Anna gets a good turn around the corner as Bixler flipped it to Stewart in the flat. He nestled the ball to his chest at the line of scrimmage, and he bullied his way down the sideline into Brookville territory before being slammed out of bounds at the 44. Here's the same-looking play, and it's good for 10 or 12 more. Oh, the Rockets are picking up yards in big chunks. That play good to the 31.
Well, this drive started on the 37, and it's, what, four plays, and they're already driving down deep into Brookville territory.
Yeah, nearly a 40-yard march in the span of less than a minute for Anna. Here is Bixler. He doesn't keep it. He gives it on the play to his running back, skirting the left end of Huleskamp. And he is dancing down to the 27, 26, flushed out of bounds at the 25. But Myers, who goes both ways for Brookville, he returned the kickoff for the score a moment ago. The run by Huleskamp, good for 6. We've only played a minute 20. Anna's gone out of bounds on 3 straight plays. Here's a sprint draw. Huleskamp up the middle. They tackle him, but he stays on his feet, tries to reverse his field. Down he goes at the 21, just short of a first down. Third and a yard for Anna. I said in the pregame it's going to be high scoring. It may be higher scoring than we might even have thought. Anna gets to Huleskamp, nothing up the middle, pops it to the outside. He springs his way to the 20, 15, 10, roll down at the 5-yard line. Anna knocking on the door. We played less than 2 minutes. Rockets about set to tie this game up.
First down, Anna.
Touchdown by Myers of Brookville, opening kickoff return for a score. Jacob Wissinger, a 5'6 sophomore, added the point after. Here's Huleskamp on a goal-to-go situation. He plows up the middle, no gain. He's pushed down at about the 3.5-yard line, maybe the 4. Goal-to-go Rockets, who feature 2 receivers to the left. They are Richards and Emerson, Leininger to the right. Bixler in the spread, 5 yards behind his center, Luke Dye, the 6-foot, 250-pounder. Bixler fakes the give to Leininger. Keeps up the middle. It's a quarterback draw. Yes. Touchdown. Bixler barges in. 7-6. Brookville's lead trimmed to 1. Offensive line for Anna. Tackles Evan Poppelman and Dylan Steinke-Ellinger. Guards Will Luthman and Anthony Billing. Center Luke Dye. Boy, they opened up a gaping opening for the quarterback, Bixler. He darted through. Extra point try by Ambus on the way for Anna. It is up. It looks good. It is well inside the left upright. He's got it. Zach Ambus, new place kicker for the Rockets this year. 6 of 7 a week ago against Fenwick. 1 for 1 tonight. And with 9:26 left here in the first quarter of this game, we have got a tie score. Brookville 7, Anna 7. Like to tell you all about Barker Insurance for multiple years now. Barker, number one most valued agency in the region at 9040 North County Road 25A on the north edge of Sydney. Barker customizes auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual, just to name several. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, established in 2011, has a qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Also offering ear piercing, watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning and inspection. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair, the Jewelry Barn provides excellent customer service. Come in, check us out. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Kickoff return by the Brookville Blue Devils. Dylan Brooks, a running back, wing back, along with Jack Myers, brought it back to the 26. And that's where Brookville starts, first down and 10. Junior quarterback, 5'11", A.J. Eller, 160-pounder, has not played much football since middle school. He's the junior QB this year for Brookville. And as Brookville comes to the line of scrimmage, a pre-snap penalty against Anna, enabling Brookville to set up here, first and 5 at the Blue Devils 31-yard line, 9:20 left, opening quarter, tied at 7. Here's a counter back to the left side. Anna stays at home. 4-5 white shirts stack up Myers at the 30. Yulskamp from the secondary. Also, Emerson came charging forward from the defensive backfield. The play goes for a negative 1. It's 2nd and 6, Brookville. Just over the Blue Devils' 30-yard line. Skies look a little less threatening now. Some blue sky off to the south here at Brookville Stadium. Here's the quarterback, Eller. Fakes inside. Looks middle of the field. Open receiver. Tight end. Got it at the 37 to the 40. 45. A missed tackle by Anna. Into Rockets territory goes the pass catcher. Beyond the 30 of Anna, all the way to the 29. Well, it was not the tight end. Daniel Dominique is an often used receiver for the quarterback Eller. It was Jack Myers. He lined up in the slot to the right. Anna simply blew coverage. Anna went for a pick, didn't have a shot at it, didn't get a deflection. Myers caught it, broke a second tackle. He was off to the races as that play goes for about 34 yards for Brookville. 1st and 10, Anna 30. Head coach Nick Marino of Anna wants to shore up his defense this year. So far, the coverage team and the defense against the run and the pass, not good against the Blue Devils tonight. Here's a long throw to the end zone. It is out of the end zone, incomplete. The ball intended Eller to Dominique. He was beyond the capital B in the corner of the end zone, a good 8 yards deep. The ball was overthrown. Understand that Bill Fountain owns an early 7-0 lead over Sydney at the Chieftain Stadium in Logan County tonight. Here, 8:30 to go in the first. Brookville with a 2nd and 10 at the Anna 30. Game tied at 7. Man in motion across the formation. Eller gives it straight ahead. Bulldozing goes Connor Michael. 20, 15, stays on his feet. and trudges to the 11 or 12.
Stop made by number 20, Riley Hulskamp.
Yep, Riley Hulskamp has been in on at least three tackles so far. He saved a touchdown right there. And his defense being drilled at the moment. Brookville at the 12th. First and 10. We near the 8-minute mark. First quarter tied at 7. Brookville's offensive line comes up over the ball. John Mitchell at center. 5'11", 290, a senior. Snap back to Eller. Eller under center. Ball carrier, Connor Michael again. And he bangs for a yard, maybe two. He got to the 9.5. It will be second down and nearly 8 yards to go for a first down for Brookville.
Two on the play. Second down and 8.
And about ready to give up two scores in the first 5 minutes of this game after having allowed just two touchdowns the entire four quarters against Fenwick last week. Let's see if the Rockets can stiffen defensively. Two tights employed for Brookville. Eller under center. It's Michael, and he's got a sliver of an opening, and then he is pushed backward. He got to the 8, nailed at the 10. It's going to be third down for Brookville, which needs every bit of 6 or 7 for a first down. Brookville more than likely has got to throw the football here, Matt.
They got to get to the 2 to get a first down, but yeah, they're looking at a 3rd and 7 here from the 9.
The tight ends for the Blue Devils, Daniel Dominica Jr., 6'3", 190, and Kaya Getter, a junior, 6'1", 190. Wingbacks, Jack Myers, Dylan Brooks, fullback, Connor Michael, quarterback, A.J. Eller. Offensive line, Grant Mellon, D.J. Henson at the tackles, Trevor Lockard, Brendan Urie at the guards, John Mitchell over the ball at center, in the spread, the quarterback, Eller looks, middle of the field, open receiver, Myers, 5 yards deep in the end zone, he cannot hang on, it's off his fingertips. I mentioned Dominique being one of the two tights. That is the young man for whom the ball was intended, not Myers. He had it in his grasp. It would have been a touchdown about 4 yards deep in the end zone. He was between a linebacker and a safety of Anna, but he could not catch it. And now Brookville sets up to try a field goal here of 26 or 27 yards. The place kicker is Jacob Wissinger, a 5'6 sophomore. He converted the extra point after Brookville's touchdown.
Ball will be spotted on the 16.
Yep, it is a 26-yard field goal try from the right hash. With the wind at his back, Wissinger lets it fly. Oh, he's got plenty of leg, a lot of distance to spare. He's got it. Wissinger hits the field goal. Well done by him. Brookville's got a 10-7 lead over Anna with 6 minutes and 24 seconds to go here in the first quarter of this game. So far, neither defense able to stop the other's offense. Anna did hold here at the end of this drive simply because Brookville dropped a touchdown pass. Like to remind you about our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. They include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. We'll hear from LaCal during our next 1 minute break. The U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, very best sports page coverage around. From Fort Loramie, Fort Loramie Redskins 7, St. Henry Redskins nothing. Midway through the first quarter in that game, Independent Fort Loramie against the MAC St. Henry tonight. After Fort Loramie dropped a 20-13 verdict to Minster out of the MAC 1 week ago.
Number 12, Jeffrey Richards.
Brookville prepared to kick it off. Riley Hulskamp and Jeffrey Richards, who've got wheels, back at the 6, returning the kick for Anna. They are explosive. And either one of those young men can take it to the house. Here's Wissinger to kick it off. He's been instrumental so far for Brookville. He's added an extra point, and he's knocked home a 26-yard field goal, which he just made. Brookville's Wissinger, as he did on the previous kickoff, hits a ground ball short, covered up by Malachi Minnick of Anna at the 21, and he charges back up to about the 28 or 29. First down, 10 yards to go for Anna. Brookville with a nice piece of strategy. No way will head coach Mike Hetrick allow Huelskamper Richards to touch the football on kickoff returns. 6:19 left in the first. Anna trails Brookville 10-7. We anticipated a high-scoring tilt. We've got it. Snap back to Bixler. Handoff Huelskamp, left end. He zips over the 32-33, and he is forced out of bounds. Might have gotten progress to the 35. He did. 6-yard advance, second down four. Many of these Anna runs to the sideline are stopping the clock. They go out of bounds. 6:13 to go, first period. Bixler deals. Huelskamp again. Gaping cavity in the middle of the field. Huelskamp barrels through it. 40-45. He is hung on to from behind. Down he goes at the 49.
And number three, Brennan Moore.
Anna's offensive line, Dylan Steike Ellinger, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billing, Evan Poppelman, exploding off the ball, getting underneath the pads of Brookville's defensive front. Here's a fake inside handoff to Stewart. Toss sweep to the right to Huelskamp. They have a hold on Anna. Huelskamp darts for a six, but it could be wiped out.
Made by Dylan Brooks and Daniel Dominique.
Daniel Dominique, Dylan Brooks, the pair to stop that play for Brookville. Major walk-off coming up against the Anna Rockets, Matt.
Yeah, look, they called him for the hold there on the 48 of Brookville.
So many thanks to Goffney Furniture in Sydney, one of our outstanding underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. High quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney's got you covered. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, and home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Running play, Anna stuffed at the line of scrimmage. A gain of one. Third down and 14 coming up. Goffney Furniture's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress. Take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Bixler rolling on third and a bunch. Can't find a receiver. He keeps. He's going to run. Breaks out of the pocket. Dances ahead to the 45. Got to the 50. Fourth and nine.
Well, actually, it'll be third down coming up because of the penalty.
I'm sorry. I counted the penalty as a down. Rockets do have a play left. I mistakenly said it was fourth down.
But now it's a manageable third and nine.
Yes. Let's see if the Rockets try to throw it again. They wanted to in the last play. Bixler couldn't find a receiver. He's got trips to the right, including Richards. Bixler in the pocket. Open receiver outside the hash mark and the numbers down the left sideline. It's good. Hauled in by Nolan Emerson at the 39. He's rustled out of bounds at the 38. First and 10 Rockets.
Wide open pass on that one.
Sure was. Tell you what, Matt, if Anna's offensive line gives Bart that kind of time, the 3-4 wide out look for Anna will give every defense trouble all year long. 4:25 left opening quarter, 10-7 Brookville. Here's Anna's Bixler giving to Huelskamp. He slides outside left tackle, won't go down, stays afloat. He's on his feet, 33-32. He wedged out seven.
And Trevor Locker.
Henson and Locker, two interior linemen in there on the stop for Brookville. We're near the four-minute mark, first quarter. We'll hear from LaCal Equipment, a 60-second commercial from LaCal during our next break opportunity. One of our founding sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna to the line of scrimmage, slot right. Mixler fakes inside on the handoff to Stewart. Rifles middle of the field. Open receiver coming back for the ball at the goal line. The wind held it up, and it was not caught. Intended for Emerson. He was available two steps in the end zone. And the wind, Matt, which is really picked up out of the north, simply stalled the flight of that football. It landed at about the four-yard line.
Yeah, it aided Brookville on the field goal, but it knocked down the pass for Anna on this end of the field.
Third and three, Anna. Running play, point of attack, great block, skipping to the outside. It's Bixler. Nobody's going to catch him. Down the sideline, en route to the end zone. Touchdown. 32-yard dash by Bixler.
There's a marker down.
Wow, we might have a hold against Anna at the 22, and we do. It goes for naught. Two major penalties against the Rockets on this drive.
And that's three overall because they had that defensive offside penalty on the last Brookville drive.
3:31 to go here in the opening quarter. 10-7 Brookville over Anna. The infraction against Anna was downfield. It's marked from the spot. So it means it's a second down and 3 yards to go. Or I should say third down and 3 yards to go, according to the scoreboard.
About right where they were before.
Yep, 32-yard line of Brookville. Here's Bixler throwing right flat behind the line. It's Stewart, diagnosed well by Jack Myers, who throws his shoulder into the leg of Stewart and flattens him out of bounds. No gain. Fourth down and three for Anna at the 32 of Brookville. Crucial play right here. Anna with three receivers. Richards flanked to the right. Leininger and Emerson to the left. Snap back to Bixler. He does give it to Hulskamp. He wants to turn left in. He slashes to the 30, lurches to the 28. He's got the first down with a yard to spare.
Right.
He needed three, and he slipped ahead for four.
Anna's had a lot of success so far here tonight going left.
Yep, going left, running laterally. Hulskamp with good vision, very experienced ball carrier. Picks his openings, and then on a dime, cuts sharply and breaks through the line of scrimmage. Bixler back to pass. No one open on first and 10. He's breaking two tackles, a third. He's still on his feet near sideline 20. Down the sideline, 15, 10, 5, inside it. Bart Bixler, who rushed for 1,000 yards a year ago and over 6 yards per carry, simply would not be denied right here.
Picked up 24 yards on a broken play.
Wow. Bart can make it happen. 2:36 to go, first quarter. Brookville 10, Anna 7. Goal to go Rockets, Blue Devils 4. Two receivers to the left. Snap back to Bixler. Does he give it to Hulskamp? Yep. Behind his offensive line. Hulskamp kicks those legs. He digs. End zone. Touchdown. Anna in the lead. 13-10. Rockets overcoming penalties and difficult situations when they were off schedule. But the Rockets, despite long yardage situations in that drive, eventually punch it in. It's Hulskamp from about three away. Extra point try by Ambus, who's one of one tonight after 6 of 7 last week. And he swings the leg and generates the extra point. It's good. Anna 14, Brookville 10. 2:20 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And thank you so much here on scorersbroadcast.com to the in-between located south of Botkins, north of Anna, east of New Bremen, west of Jackson Center. The in-between, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Ensuing kickoff by Anna, returned by Brooks from the 17. He's up the near hash mark, over the 25, upended at the 28. First and 10, Brookville. St. Henry is tied for Loramie, 7-7 in the second quarter of play at Fort Loramie tonight. Redskins and Redskins, touchdown apiece. Well, it's been a seesaw first quarter so far here at Brookville. We played just short of 10 minutes, 14-10 Anna leads. Two possessions, Anna, two touchdowns. Brookville, long drive for a field goal, a kickoff return for a score. And speaking of that return for a touchdown, the man who did the trick, Jack Myers, is the ball carrier here on first and 10 for the Blue Devils, and he wedges out five or six. Bell Fountain owns a 14-0 lead over Sydney in the first half of that game in Logan County. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage, ball marked for play at the 34. After Myers produced six on first and 10, minute and a half to go. First quarter of play. Anna 14, Brookville 10. Delayed handoff, offensive backfield. It's Myers, meets resistance at the point of attack, but then he puts his head down and pours through the line of scrimmage, up and over the 40 to the 43. He's got a first down. This vaunted Brookville run game starting to show its stuff. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Brookville with nine seniors on the entire roster. Quarterback Eller, a junior, fakes on the inside handoff. He's going to go up top. A long forward pass down the field to Dominic, the tight end. He's got it over the shoulder at the 30. 25-20. Knocked down at the 16. Daniel Dominique, the tight end, and that two tight end set for Brookville, caught the long pass. Head coach Mike Hetrick pulled a rabbit out of his pocket on first and 10. That's what Al Hetrick, his dad, would do every now and then at Versailles. He'd try the tight end on first and 10, and after so many successful running plays, the pass play would be wide open. From the 16 of Anna, here's Myers over right guard for two.
Tackle made by Anna, Owen Jankowski.
Head coach Mike Hetrick of Brookville. A little bit of deception on first and 10 about the time Anna was thinking, we've got to stop the run, we've got to stop the run. Brookville through the aerial. Blue Devils do feature a couple of good pass-catching tight ends. Danielle Dominique is one. He lines up on the left side most often. Kaya Getter, the other. Both 190-pound juniors. Clock winding down late here in the first quarter. 3-2-1. That's it. Anna 14, Brookville 10. When we return, the Blue Devils will have second and 8 from the Anna 14 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wuerman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Here we go. We start the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com with Anna leading Brookville 14-10. Here's Myers turning left in for the Blue Devils on second down and 8 from inside the Anna 14. He gets a good block at the 11 or 12-yard line. A good seal on the corner by Brookville. And then Myers manages to high-step his way down inside the 10 to about the 8. A yard shy of a first down after a 7-yard gallop. Third and 1 Brookville, 7 of Anna. Opening second quarter. Two tight ends are in. Mitchell over the ball at center. Under center, the quarterback Eller gives it to Michael, the fullback. He is helmeted down at about the 5. Might have gotten beyond it enough, though, for a first down.
Gain is good for a
We remarked in the pregame, could be a lot of points in this contest tonight, high scoring. The pace we're on, 14-10 after a quarter. My goodness, we could see over 100 points in this game between the two teams if they continue to score at this rate. First and goal, Brookville, 4-yard line of Anna. Eller now 5 yards behind the line. It's a sweep to the right. Myers, the tailback, from the wingback position, took the handoff. He tried to carve out space around right end. He was spilled at the 1.
Sammy Dapler, the ball carrier.
Good tackle on the play by Cameron Stewart, who got underneath the ball carrier. Goal to go, Brookville, 1-yard line of Anna. Second down situation. We see some clearing skies off to the south. Slight breeze out of the north-northwest here at Brookville. Any rain chance is dissipated. Inside handoff. No, it's kept on the play by Eller, I think. Or did he give it to Michael? Nonetheless, touchdown, Blue Devils.
Michael.
Yep. Michael, the fullback, charged in from 2 feet away. And Brookville has recaptured the lead here, 16-14. Wissinger, who's been instrumental so far in this game for the Blue Devils, with a field goal, a made extra point, and two short kickoffs away from Richards and Hulskamp, is on to add the extra point for Brookville. Ball placed down at the 10. Oh, Anna nearly blocks the kick. It's a floater. It's coming up short. It's way up in the air. No good. That was a wedge that didn't travel very far. It landed at the top of the D in Devils in the end zone. As Anna might have gotten a fingertip on it. Ball well short. Kick no good. Brookville 16, Anna 14. We'll take a 1-minute break and hear from AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Off to the Blue Devils.
be number six, Jacob Blitzinger.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker tonight, who's pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. He's out after having had a knee replacement done. Could be back in the saddle in just a couple of weeks when Fort Loramie takes on Covington here on Scores broadcast. Kickoff, Wissinger, far hash mark again, low kick, hits at the 26 of Anna, fumbled, picked up by the Rockets, run wide, not much room, out of bounds, 31. And Brookville's done a very good job meeting its objective, covering kickoffs. Wissinger, as I repeat, continues to make sure Hulskamp nor Richards touch it. They're two speed burners for Anna. Anna can very successfully use the kickoff return by either one of those two young men as a play from scrimmage. Hulskamp and Richards can score from anywhere. But Brookville simply will not let them touch the football. First and 10, Anna, 32-yard line of the Rockets. Opening minute, second quarter, 16-14 Brookville. Here's Bixler, here's Hulskamp, right up the middle, behind the center, over the 35. Roll down at the 38. He's got about six or seven. Jack Myers on the tackle. Well, rather obvious, Matt. Here with a minute gone in the second quarter, the team that has a defense show up first may get the upper hand in this game. Inside handoff again, Hulskamp. He's got the first down and then some. The offensive line forges a big wedge. The game good for six or seven more. Hulskamp did not get the handoff. Bixler with some sleight of hand action in the offensive backfield kept it. 47, first and 10. Fort Loramie 13, St. Henry 7 in the second, and Sonia leads New Bremen 6-0. Last we heard, Bell Fountain led Sydney 14-0 in the second. Here's a deep handoff to Hulskamp. Brookville slashes through the line of scrimmage. Oh, what a tackle! Great play by a linebacker, Dyer, who angled through for Brookville. It goes for a minus four, second and 14. Understand that Bill Fountain has just scored again a minute into the second period to lead Sydney 20-0. 16-14 Brookville here. 9:50 to go in the second. Snap back to Bixler, and he's going to run it. He takes off around left end. He saw something available when he got that long snap. And away he went. He motored for a big gain of every bit of 10 over to the 47 of Brookville. Third down, 4.5 to go for a first down. Again, Anna's wide running plays often go out of bounds, stopping the clock. 9:44 to go, second quarter. 16-14, Brookville up two. Snap back to Bixler. He keeps. Doesn't flip to Hulskamp. He hangs on around the right end. Gets a block from Riley. Bixler puts his head down, and he spins those wheels of his across the 44, 43, and stretches all the way to the 42, enough for a first down.
Really nice block by Hulskamp on that one. Let Bixler run for the first down.
And Bixler made sure he got in behind Riley, almost outran him on the edge. Then at the last split second, slowed down. And with Hulskamp leading the way, Bixler got a few extra yards. First and 10, 41.5 of Brookville, 16-14 Blue Devils. Here's Bixler, 5 yards behind the line, takes the snap, quick pass, right flat, caught on a knee by the receiver, who's ruled to be down right now at the 35. Bixler throws a strike to Leininger. Play generates close to seven. Second down, a little better than three to go for a first down for Anna. Quick cadence, snap to Bixler, feeds it, Hulskamp, right end, slips a tackle, another, shakes off another blue shirt, down the sideline. Hulskamp with a clean lane to the end zone. He's got a touchdown.
35 yards on that carry.
35-yarder. Hulskamp appeared to be stopped in his tracks
at the 30, 25, again at the 20. And he continued to shake that leg away from Brookville tacklers. 20 to 16. Anna back on top. PAT try, Zach Ambus for the Anna Rockets with the wind at his back. And he puts the leg into it and swings it through the uprights. 21 to 16 Rockets, 8:35 to go, second quarter. It's a high-scoring affair here at Brookville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, thanks to them as well. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your gift ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has now grown to include 8 expanding divisions. We also say hello to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, what's your favorite thing? And Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Anna Rockets will kick it off once again from the 40-yard line, leading by 5, 21-16. Matt? Neither defense has stopped the other's offense in this game so far.
Now, if you like your defensive football, this isn't the game for you.
Nope, not one bit. Not one bit. Brookville's had it twice, a field goal, a touchdown, plus a kickoff return for a score to start the game. 3 possessions, Anna, and 3 lengthy drives of better than 65 yards each. Kickoff Rockets hauled in at the 5. Here's the return by Brooks, right back up the middle of the field, in behind the wedge at the 20, and he trudges over the 25 to the 27. First and 10, Blue Devils right there. Good kick with the wind at his back by Luthman of Anna, tackled by Richards. And we'll see here if Anna's defense can go to work and slow down this Brookville run game. Very craftily in the first quarter plus, Brookville has thrown it a little bit when Anna didn't expect it, and it's been effective.
Yeah, it's kept them off balance. Like you said, they had that one big play in the last drive to the tight end on first down.
Blue Devils line of scrimmage. Here's a counter back to the right. Uh-oh, a fumble. It's coughed up by Brooks at the 32. Anna with the recovery. A return of 4 or 5 yards to the 26 or 7.
Covered by Anna's number 23.
Just when I said no defense, now we have defense.
Yes, Anna in business. It was Jeffrey Richards, I think, who was the man, Johnny, on the spot. Not sure who raked it clean. Good job of Richards. He alertly got the football in one hop off the turf. The counterplay by Brookville was going to go for 5 or 6 yards, but Anna put a helmet on the ball, yarded free. Richards ran the ball after recovering line of scrimmage, the Brookville 27.
And up until then, it's been a pretty clean game, especially for two teams that aren't used to playing on turf.
Right. I
mean, this is Brookville's first year on the turf.
Receiver wide right for Anna.
Stewart slot left. Bixler play action to Hulskamp. He wants to throw a bomb to the end zone. Underthrown. Nearly picked off at the 2 or 3.
And he had to get rid of that.
He sure did, yeah. Bart was going to get banged behind the line of scrimmage as the Blue Devils came with a charge. Two blue helmets in his face. Bixler lofted it for Leininger downfield. No good. You know, Matt, I may have said that Richards came up with the fumble recovery. I think it was 23, Leininger. Yep.
Okay.
Here is the handoff on the play to Hulskamp. Scampering around right in. Juke move at the 26. Shake and bake down inside the 25, 24. Might have gotten to the 22. Daniel Dominique on the hit for the Blue Devils. Good tackle. Or Hulskamp would have gotten a first down. Third and five. Anna, quick huddle. 7:50 left, second quarter, 21-16 Rockets. Running play up the middle, Hulskamp beats resistance at the 18. Did his surge get him the first down? All depends on the spot.
It'll be close.
Tackle made by Chase Dyer.
Dyer on the stop for Brookville, and it's ruled fourth down and a foot and a half. Anna goes for it quickly. Handoff on the play, Hulskamp. He's drilled at the point of attack. Brookville's going to take over, I do believe, unless the Rockets got a very favorable spot, and they might have. Measurement will come up.
Gabe Starnes and Chase Dyer.
Wow. Dyer in there again.
Trying to quick pitch there.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be very close.
Two straight stops by Dyer of Brookville. Two excellent tackles. That one might have prevented Anna from getting a first down on fourth and one. That was a quick, snappy huddle by Anna right back to the line of scrimmage to try to reel off a yard and a half, close to two, to get the first down in a jiffy. And let's see. Chain
like stretch by half the football.
Yep. Chain is stretched forward. First down, Rockets. Okay, the offensive line enabled Hulskamp to get it because once he got through the opening, he was met solidly. Thankfully, a good thrust up front. New line of scrimmage for Anna will be at the 11.5. The officials now, believe it or not, are remeasuring. And it is still a first down.
First down. Anna.
Still too close for comfort.
Yep. By several inches the first time, by several, maybe just a few chain links the second time. 7:21 to go, second quarter. Anna 21, Brookville 16. First and 10, Rockets. 17 of the Blue Devils. Two receivers to the left, including Stewart. Here's a flat pass down the right side, caught by Ann at the 12. Tackle immediately. Isaac Leininger on the reception. Play good for 5. Second and 5. We played 5 minutes of quarter number 2. 21-16 Anna, which strives to go up but two scores with a touchdown here. And the ball is fed by Bixler to Hulskamp. No, Bixler keeps. Bixler's got the ball. No one knows it. He dances around left end, charges to the end zone. Touchdown, Bixler from 7 or 8 yards away. Well done. Hulskamp carried out the fake. A number of Blue Devils thought Hulskamp was toting the pigskin. He was not. It was lugged to pay dirt by Bixler. Extra point here for Ambus. It is 27-16, Anna. Ambus, 6 of 7 last week, 3 of 3 tonight. Make it 4 of 4 tonight. We'll take a break in a moment and hear from the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission when we come back. 4 minutes gone, second quarter. Anna has rolled up 4 touchdowns already and leads Brookville 28-16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits.
Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com.
An excellent kickoff return by Brookville from the 6 all the way out to the 33-yard line as Brooks zipped right back up the middle of the gridiron. Actually, his knee touched down at the 30. First and 10 Blue Devils. Understand Versailles is routing Delphus Jefferson 34-0 midway through that game. 28-16 here, Anna over Brookville. We still have over half the second quarter to go. Eller, the quarterback, delayed handoff, ball carrier, left side, good running play. It manufactures eight. Jack Myers bounced out of bounds into the Anna bench. Ben Kovacs wrapped him up for Anna, second down two. Rockets really have not stopped the Blue Devils in this game. Last possession, Brookville stopped itself, fumbling the ball. Understand that Minster leads Covington 14-13. Second quarter action. Troy's got a 14-7 lead over its opponent, which is Vandalia Butler. The running play, Brookville, near side of the field. Brooks tripped up at the 40, stays on his feet, and skids to the 42, first down. Blue Devils down 12, but defiant to run the ball. Brookville will not go away from its bread and butter until we get well into the second half. Then if Brookville is down two or three touchdowns, we'll see head coach Mike Ettrick pass a little more often, but not until then. Here's the quarterback, Eller. Thought he might take it away from his fullback, but he didn't. He stuffed it in the tummy of Myers, and he was snowed under. Will Luthman with a tackle for a loss back at the 39. Will with a good hit. 5:50 left to go, second quarter. Anna 28, Brookville 16. Anna with three touchdown drives in the area of 70 yards each. A short touchdown march of less than 30 after a fumble recovery. Four PATs by Ambus. Quarterback Eller fakes the inside handoff, rolls right, outside the numbers, near the sideline, loops it down the field. It is caught on the dead run.
A.J. Eller's pass complete to number 24, Sammy Daffler.
Fine reception by the Blue Devils near side of the field. Beautifully done by Brookville. Hauled in on the play by Sam Daffler, a 6'1 sophomore wideout. Head coach Mike Ettrick has gone up top sparingly, but when he has, he's gotten results. 5:20 to go, second quarter. Brookville down 12, but marching outside the Anna 40. Hand off to Myers, nothing up the middle. He slides it wide, springs it to the corner, 38-35, stays on his feet, knifed out of bounds by Leininger, down around the 32. The play generates 7 or 8, second down, a couple for Brookville. Clock running, 5 minutes left, second quarter. 28-16, Anna. Give the ball carrier closer to 9. Public address is right on it. Second down and 1. Eller under center. fake to Michael, then a give on the play to Myers. Myers on the end around from his wing back spot. He swarmed way back behind the line of scrimmage. Malachi Minnick diagnosed it beautifully, and he saddles the ball carrier for an enormous loss back to the 40. My mistake, knee went down at the 36, still a big setback, a negative 4 or 5. Third and 5, Brookville, 36 of Anna.
Big third and 5 play with 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
Brookville likes to run the ball. Don't be surprised if the Blue Devils don't run it twice here. Well, my mistake. Eller's back to pass. In the pocket. Nowhere to go. Flushed out. Then zips an aerial. Left side of the field. Numbers. It is good. It's caught by Dominique. The solid tight end. He went to space outside the linebacker in front of the quarterback. And Eller nailed it right on the numbers of Dominique at the 25-yard line, first and 10.
Yeah, the short pass has been very effective for both teams tonight.
Yep, well done by both clubs offensively. The short strike has been available. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Brookville down by 12. They're trying to make it interesting before halftime. Two tight ends employed. Eller, Brooks, stuffed. Stalemate at the 26, nothing. Second down, 10 upcoming.
Sammy Dassler, the ball carrier.
The Anna defense starting to pick it up on the run. That makes that short pass even more effective.
Yes. We'll tell you all about Brookins in Fort Loramie in just a moment. Brookins, one of our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Brookins, the place to go for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the Saturday night pork chop special. Second down, closer to 11 to go for Brookville at the Anna 26. 2:48 to go, second quarter. Anna up 12. Short drop to Eller. Look in pass. It is snared. Leaping grab. Dominique at the 16. Boy, that combo's been money in the bank. Eller to Dominique. Pass was high. Dominique went up, clutched it. Play good for 9 or 10, leaving Brookville a yard short of a first down at the Anna 16. Brookville known for its run game, and it has passed it nicely so far tonight. Again, two tights. Dominique on the left. T formation look. Inside handoff, Michael. He puts his head down, bulldozes over the 15. He's got the first down. Brookville would like to hang on to the ball, use clock, and make this possession virtually the very last possession of the second quarter and not give Anna another shot at the football. Line of scrimmage is just inside the 15 of Anna. A minute 48 to go here in quarter number two. 28-16 Rockets. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Again, two tights. T formation look, one fake, another fake. Eller throwing, end zone, firing for a touchdown. It's raked away at the last second. We'll get the numerals of the defender for Anna. Getter, the split end, trying to make the reception 2 yards deep in the end zone. And in the secondary for Anna, it was Shannon. On the breakup, wow, that was a splendid maneuver by him, or it was going to be 6. Clock stopped, a minute 32 to go, second quarter. Line of scrimmage, 14.5 of Anna. Second down and 10, Brookville. Two tight ends, a lone setback now. The wingback, Myers, in motion. Eller fakes it to Myers. No, he gives it to Myers, but Anna's not fooled. The Rockets stand him up across the field at the 15-yard line. Emerson waiting in his path for Anna. Third down, Brookville. Well, would a field goal try be a possibility? I don't know. It would get Brookville
going into the wind.
No, it would only get Brookville to within 9. If it got you to 7 or 8, maybe. But I think it's 4-down territory. for the Blue Devils right here.
And Anna came up with that block extra point on that send.
Yes, a big block PAT by the Rockets so far in this game. A partial deflection. Clock winding down to 46-45, and Brookville utilizes a timeout. We'll keep it right here and tell you all about Brookins in Fort Loramie. 44 ticks to go, second quarter. 28-16 Anna. When the teams return to the field, Brookville will have a third and nine. Third and nine for the Brookville Blue Devils at the Anna 14. Brookins in Fort Loramie, where your food is cooked fresh. It is outstandingly good. You sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while your food is cooked freshly at Brookins. You see, Carl Arns owns and operates Brookins now after Dale and Joyce Barhorst did for 12 years. And Carl, in year number two, does a splendid job. He puts his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. It's the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there is no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. Brookins in Fort Loramie, the place to be for enjoying roasted chicken dinners, plus specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. No good eating place like Brookins. Brookville, line of scrimmage. Eller, the quarterback, dropping back to the 23. Wants to throw to the end zone. Can't find a man. Fires it short for Dominique. Busted up by Anna at the 7. Fourth down for Brookville.
Big decision right here. Coming up for the Blue Devils.
Tell you what, Leininger and Shannon, two good pass defensive plays for the Rockets on this Brookville drive. 38 seconds to go. Second quarter of action. Anna up 12. Again, this reminder, we're going to play back for you some basketball highlights. Third quarter, district championship, when Anna beat Clark Montessori. Anna trailed by 4 at the break, was up 3 at the end of the third period. And in a few weeks, we'll play the fourth quarter for you. Brookville to the line of scrimmage, long cadence, and before the snap, Anna gets a timeout. 38 ticks to go, second period. Anna up 12. Like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com, all about Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions.
Please join us.
John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot. Frisch is in Sydney. Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go Goffney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. High quality furniture priced just right. And our anchor underwriting sponsors, the In-Between, located south of Botkins, north of Anna, east of New Bremen, west of Jackson Center, on Route 274 and 25A. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, longtime underwriting sponsor. Our halftime presented to you by the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine participates in our halftime show as well. Sydney Daily News, great sports page coverage. Here we go, 4th and 9, Brookville. Anna, 14-yard line. Rockets up 12. Here comes the blitz, all out. Eller back to pass, steps up in the pocket, throws for Dominique, 8 yards in the end zone. He misfires. It's no good. Too high, out of bounds. And Anna darts a bullet and takes over. Good pressure up front by Anna. I think the quarterback was harassed a little bit. He stepped up in the pocket, had nervous feet, Matt, and delivered that ball high and hard, incompletion.
Interesting to see what Anna does here with these final, 33 seconds. Still have 2 timeouts, but they might be content just to take the 12-point lead into the half.
Rockets receive the football to start the second half. Brookville began the game returning the kickoff to initiate the contest for a touchdown, a 90-yarder by Jack Myers of the Blue Devils. So Anna gets it first to start the third quarter. Here is a flat pass beyond the numbers right side. Incompletion, second and 10, half minute to go.
A little surprised they passed there because Brookville still has two timeouts.
Yeah. You don't dare put yourself in a position where you've got to punt the football from down inside the 20-yard line. You'd be punting against the wind. Strange things can happen. You simply want to run out the clock, I would think. Bixler at quarterback, Uhlskamp behind him. Bixler back at the 8. Uhlskamp gets the nod. No, it's a flat pass. Fake to Riley. Short throw. Completion. 19-yard line. Stewart from his H-back position. Got the first down. A little bit despair.
They might be running out the clock here now.
Yep. 26 seconds to go. First and 10 Rockets. 25-yard line and Anna's end. And Bart's got a little room now. With the wind at his back, he may air one out and give it a try. He's at the 20, steps up in the pocket, roams right side of the field, and he hot steps it toward the sidelines out of bounds at the 30. We're down to 21 seconds to go. Anna using every precious second of the second quarter of this game. Second and five Rockets, although that's not significant. Anna 70 away from the end zone. Two receivers left. Quarterback draw. Bixler to the line of scrimmage. Slides through a hole. I think he coughed up the football. It's loose, and Brookville's got it. That's what can happen. Oh, when you try to get extra yards, knowing you're going to receive the kickoff to start the third quarter, you take a chance on fumbling away the pigskin, and that's what happened. Now Brookville has 16 seconds left with the ball in the Anna 39. You can bet head coach Nick Marino and his staff will second-guess themselves till they're blue in the face. Brookville to the line of scrimmage. Eller, the junior quarterback, has thrown it nicely tonight. Getter and Dominique, the tight ends. Here's a long fade pattern to Dominique, 15-yard line. He reaches sideline, almost caught it. Out of bounds at the 13.
Just ran out of room there on the right sideline.
Yeah. Isaac Leninger with the cover. Tell you what, if that several-foot-wide white stripe was in play and not out of play, he might have been able to secure it for a completion.
Down around the 10, 15-yard line.
Yes, but you're right, Matt. Just simply no more room. Second to 10. Incompletion. Stop the clock. 11 seconds to go from the Anna 39 for Brookville. Snap back to the quarterback, Eller. He's got time. He slides out of the pocket. Now he's being corralled. He is jammed behind the line at the 42. Time expires. Clock runs out. Finally, we've ended the first half. Malachi Minnick with a quarterback sack ending the second quarter of this game. Anna 28, Brookville 16. Our halftime brought to you in part by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, from which we'll hear momentarily. The Rockets trailed early on 7-0 after a game-opening kickoff return by the Blue Devils, but Anna has rallied to forge a 12-point lead at the break, 28-16. Again, this reminder, we've got Anna Clark Montessori basketball highlights, district championship game, UD Arena in March, coming up shortly here during our intermission break. Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker at Brookville. Rockets lead it by a dozen on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months,
thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Matt Zerker alongside, filling in for Chuck McBee tonight. Chuck has had knee replacement. He'll be back in the saddle in a few weeks. We wish him well. He's doing just fine. Thanks, Chuck. See you for Fort Loramie Covington. Just heard from Jeff Bray, I should say, down in South Carolina. He's driving Uber tonight in the Myrtle Beach area, and he's got our game piped through the speakers in his Uber. And the last customer he had in the car was listening, and that customer said, "I'm a Middletown Fenwick grad. I identify with Anna and Brookville." In fact, he said, "Anna played Fenwick last week, has played him in the opener the last 2 years." How about that? We're reaching not only Jeff Bray, an Uber driver, but we're reaching Uber customers down in the Southeast.
That's amazing. And good news for that Fenwick fan. The last I saw, Fenwick is winning their game tonight.
Okay, interesting. Coming up in just a moment, Anna Clark Montessori basketball highlights from the district championship. Anna Band on the field at the moment. I'm going to turn things over to Matt Zerker, who's going to take a minute and run down scoring in the first half. Grand total of 6 touchdowns and a field goal. Matt, take it away.
Yeah, it only took just 14 seconds for the scoring to get underway tonight, as Brookville took the opening kickoff of the contest, took it back 90 yards for that touchdown to go up 7-0. But Anna answered right back with a touchdown at the 9:26 mark, as Bart Bixler scored on a 4-yard run. Then Brookville regained the lead at 10-7 at the 6:24 mark. And is it Weisinger? Is that what?
Wissinger.
Wissinger.
Yep.
Thank you, Jack. Connected on a 26-yard field goal to make it 10-7 Brookville.
Jacob Wissinger's been a factor in this game. He's employed some good kickoffs away from the Speedsters of Anna, and he's got the field goal, and he's made one extra point of 2.
And then Anna regained the lead at 14-10 at the 2:20 mark on a Riley Hillscamp 4-yard touchdown run. Michael answers for Brookville with a 1-yard run at the 11:15 mark of the second quarter. The extra point, however, was blocked, and Brookville led 16-14. Anna then closed out the half by scoring the final 14 points. Hillscamp with a 35-yard touchdown run along the right sideline at the 8:35 mark to make it 21-16. And then Bixler scored from 17 yards out on a run to make it 28-16 at the 6:46 mark. And that's the same score as we have here at the half, 28-16, Anna.
The Rockets dodged a bullet the last half minute of the second quarter. Tried to run for yards, extra yards, fumbled the football even though Anna receives to start the third quarter. Anna coughed it up, gave Brookville a possession in the waning seconds. Brookville could not generate points, though. Thus, the 12-point differential at the break. We're going to hear from the in-between in a moment. I'd like to remind you that we are on the web, online, on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to these anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Anna up 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Welcome back to Brookville. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker. 28-16, Anna leads the Blue Devils at the break. Third quarter about 13 minutes away. Well, we're going to share with you now the third quarter of a March basketball game won by Anna 68-59 against Clark Montessori at the UD Arena. It was a district title game. Anna was outplayed in the first half of that game, rallied after being down four at intermission to lead by three at the end of the third quarter. And many of the names on the basketball court last March are on the gridiron here tonight. Let's pick up play with the start of the fourth, or I should say the start of the third quarter. Clark Montessori, 36, Anna 32 from the UD Arena district title game last March. Rockets, a speedy club. They like to play at a fast pace, but that's right into the hands of Clark Montessori, which gets a very athletic field goal to start the third quarter. Miles Faison took the ball 25 feet away, made a dipsy-do move in the lane, and shoveled it high off the backboard and in. And Anna gets a break here at midcourt. Millsgamp has it taken away, but it's ruled a reach-in against Clark Montessori. That was going to be a quick two the other direction. 38-32, Montessori with its biggest lead, six. Anna needs a good beginning to the second half. Here's Leininger, inbounding to Hillscamp, 30 feet away. Down the left side to Isaac Leininger. On the bounce, still dribbling. Yep, there's no way Clark Montessori would have 38 points against the Jackson Center, but this is the way Anna plays, much like Montessori. Oh, what a move by Bart Bixler. He made a hard drive down below the foul line, stopped on a dime, rose up and hit a 12-footer. 38-34, Montessori by four. Deep in the right corner, it's Lyons for Montessori, and he makes a turnover. Only the third for Anna's opponent here tonight. Here's Leininger. Here's Stosic, forecourt left. Left corner, Elliott. Tied up momentarily. Mid-post, Dosic. Baseline drive to the rim. Oh, it wouldn't crawl over. He was hacked on the wrist. He'll get two free throws. Almost a three-point chance for Griffin. Shot would not inch its way over the iron and go down through. Two charity throws here for Griffin, Dosic, and a down four. A minute 20 gone in the third quarter, and the free throw lipped the rim. Anna not shooting free throws like it did during the regular season either.
Three of six at this point.
The Rockets only turned it over about 13 and a half times a game during the course of the regular season. Well, Dosic's much too heavy on that shot. It flared off the back iron, and here comes Montessori down four. Little give and go. Brazil Moore into the paint area. A lot of congestion. He lost the ball. Here comes Anna's Leininger behind the back of the dribble. Two quick turnovers, third quarter for Montessori. Long three, left wing, Hills camp no good. Offensive rebound, Leininger, short, but a foul. Isaac going to work in the glass. Two more free throws for Anna, which is down four, 38.
Four fouls now on Moore.
Which is down four, 38-34. How many on Brazil?
Four.
That's important. Montessori may have to test its bench sooner or later. Free throw, Leininger, got it. 38-35, Anna creeps within three. Second shot, Isaac. Oh, it swirled around and came out. Rebound pinballed around, taken by Montessori. Outlet pass, two on two, right down the floor, all the way to the rim with blazing speed. Brazil. Goes Brazil Moore for an easy deuce. Boy, these guys can run like crazy. And looks so calm, cool, collected at the rim on the layups. Mark Bixler counters for Anna. Drives. Left-handed. No good. Rebound Dosik short. Montessori's got it in backcourt. Here they come. Up five. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Outside the arc of the left, it is Terrence McClain. Far left wing for the three-point shooter. It's gunned up there by Lyons. Missed it badly. Weak side rebound, Dosik. Down the floor, Hulskamp. Hits the cutter beneath the rim. It's Elliott, no good. Stick back, Hulskamp, no good. It's on the iron, won't go down. Anna's got it again. Hulskamp, baseline right. Yes. 40-37, Montessori of a three. 5:19 to go, third quarter. Down the left side of the floor, Clark Montessori, a little mix-up. Poor pass, Brazil Moore tried to hit Sean Ealy, didn't connect. And what three turnovers, Montessori, in the first 3 minutes, third quarter. Here's Hulskamp over the timeline for Anna. Gets a high screen from Carter Elliott. The ball is tipped away, he's got to go get it. Now to Bixler, tipped away from him, he's got to go get it. Bixler 30 feet out. Fakes right, goes left, scoots into the lane, forces one up, it rimmed out, rebound, tipped around, it rolls to midcourt, Montessori's got it, two on one, driving layup, rolls off the rim, Leininger's got the board, here's Anna, cherry picking, Bixler, low in the right, up and in. 40-39, Montessori by one. Anna fans behind us, cheering on the Rockets, attired in green on the UD hardwood. 35 feet out, it's Lyons on a weave. Right side of the floor, Ealy. Straight away, Hawkins. Hawkins hasn't touched it much here in the second half. Well, he's a demon offensively, inside and out. There he goes, 30 feet away. Starts a drive. Hand off to Brazil Moore. Fadeaway, 15-footer short. Rebound taken down by Hulskamp. He was spilled to the floor. Flipped it off to Leininger before the walking call. Here's Isaac down the left side. Anna with a possession for the lead. Dosa, great move. Baseline spins. Defensive foul against Clark Montessori. And the personals are racking up against the home team on the scoreboard. Team foul four on Clark. Anna with none. Anna behind by a point, 40-39. 3:51 left to go here in the third quarter. Here is Anna on the inbound play after the lengthy timeout. It's lobbed into Dosik. Dosik with a spin move right in front. He hits an eight-footer, and Anna's got the lead, 41-40. Here comes Montessori down the floor. Driving is Hawkins. A little post-up move. Fakes, ducks under, rimmed it. Rebound Anna. Rockets up one, a chance to go up three or four. Bixler on the arc, 3:18 to go, third quarter. Here's Leininger. Fakes left, goes right. Pulls it back out on the play to Hulskamp. Hulskamp swings it left side of the floor. It is Elliott. Ball lobbed into Dosik, mid-post. Opposite to Leininger, who jacks up a three. Overshot it. Weak side rebound, Dosik. Muscles toward the rim. It is stripped, but a hacking foul on Montessori. And the personal fouls slowly but surely becoming an issue for Clark Montessori. Tough to play this physically, this long, this fast, and not garner a big number of personal fouls.
Free throw by Dosick. Yes, he's got it. Anna needs to catch fire at the stripe because there are five team fouls in Montessori. Anna's going to shoot a bunch more before this game is over. Dosick lights it up again. Anna's got a three-point lead, 43-40. Montessori without points now for 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Quickly down the floor, Brazil Moore. On the arc, it goes to Hawkins. Hawkins went to a knee, lost it, got it back. Fed it to Lyons. Lyons coughed it up. Anna jumps on the ball. Tie up occurs. Arrow Green possession. Rocket fans behind us cheering. The Shelby County Club on. Anna with an opportunity here now to make a move. Ahead by three. 43-40. Rockets were outplayed the first two quarters. Anna, though, has come out and outplayed Clark Montessori here in the third. Outside the arc, long jump shot. Elliott, 25-footer. No. Rebound volleyballed around. Dosick's got it right in front. Missed the 7-footer. A flop. A flop by Montessori. And Clark got the call. Offensive foul on Dosick, and that was phantom.
But I really like the way that Griffin Dosick has taken control here in the third quarter. He's taking advantage of his size.
That took away a field goal by Dosick because it looked like the contact was ever so slight. But the Montessori player sold it. Offensive foul, no points. Here's Montessori. Forecourt left, down three, 43-40. Ely, baseline left, cut off. Anna doing a better job here in the third quarter, Matt, staying between Montessori players in the hoop. Here's Hawkins at the arc. Hits Brazil Moore in the lane. Oh, he might have charged. He did. He blasted his way into the paint and ran over a rocket. But the referee returns the favor, charging call each way. 2 minutes, 2 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Anna by three, 43-40. Rockets have outscored Clark by seven here in the third quarter after trailing by four at intermission. Head coach Nate Barhorst marks out a play repeatedly. Uelskamp down the left side to Bixler. Dosick with a screen way out on the floor. And Bixler dribbles into the corner. Good defense. And a tennis shoe hit the stripe out of bounds. Turnover Anna. Clark's ball. Minute 51 remaining third quarter. 43-40 Anna. And we thought it would take 65 points to win this game, and that's about what we are on schedule for. Clark Montessori near midcourt. It's McLean, veers to the left, looks for the back cutter, can't find it. Weaves to Hawkins. DeShante right down the middle of the lane. Over Uelskamp, up and in, a flyer. 7-footer on the go, motoring toward the basket. Montessori's got that shot down very well. The lead for Anna is one. Cameron Stewart back on the floor. Goes foul line. Deep left corner to Uelskamp. Baseline left, Dosick. Dosick spins, leaves it short on the rim, but he was tagged on the hand, and he's got two free throws. Boy, those are shots in close when you're fouled. You'd like to convert on. Now Dosick needs to earn two at the free throw stripe. I hear fans behind me, Matt, saying that Griffin Dosick is just about unstoppable here in this game. If the Rockets can get him the basketball in post-up position. First free throw is good. Second shot swished as well. A pair for Dosick at the stripe. And a backup three, 45-42. And I would agree with the spectators. Once Griffin gets it within 8 or 10 feet, Montessori has to foul. He's going to score. Here's a hard drive to the basket by Faison. Faison pulls up outside the paint and banked in an 8-footer. He stopped on a dime and poured it through. Penetration by Montessori has been excellent. Anna with difficulty slowing down the opponent. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Anna by one, 45-44. Here's Cameron Stewart. Here's Dosick. Short corner, baseline right, guarded by a shorter player. Here comes the double team. Hacking foul against Montessori, and the Clark bench does not like the call. They're saying, what for? It looked like, clearly, Dosick was handcuffed and fouled while going up to shoot. 8 fouls on Montessori. Anna's going to be in the double bonus most of the fourth quarter.
Free throws, Griffin Dosick, and he bangs the first one home, 46-44. Anna in the lead by two. Second shot, Dosick, one bounce, it's on the way, looks good, and he rattles it through. Four in a row by Griffin. 37 seconds to go, third quarter. Anna back up three, 47-44. That was the score of the Versailles win over Reading in our previous webcast here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Far right wing with the ball. It's Ely with 21-20. Clock counting down. Let's see if Montessori's got the discipline to play for one. Here's a bounce pass right corner for Hawkins. And stepping in front is Leininger with a crafty steal. Up to Dosick. Dosick head of the key, 7-6. Dosick drives, shoots in the lane. It rimmed off, tip no good. Stewart follows, no good. Rebound to Montessori, and a miss. 1, 2, 3 shots right before the buzzer. All were on the rim. Tough break for the Rockets, who have the lead, though, as we start the fourth. 47-44, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com. Up there you have it. Anna Clark Montessori, third quarter back in early March at UD Arena, district championship game. Anna went on to win by 9. And we'll have the fourth quarter for you, maybe at the half of an upcoming Anna football game in a few weeks. Anna rallied to overtake Clark in the third. It was pretty tight in the fourth quarter. Anna might have gotten the lead to 11 once. I think Isaac Leininger had a very big fourth quarter in that game. Well, we've returned here to Brookville as we enjoy a Brookville Blue Devil homemade chocolate chip cookie. And it hits the spot even better given that it's cooled off tonight with a breeze out of the northwest. And that chocolate chip cookie is superb. Here at Brookville, 28-16, Anna at the half. Seconds away from the start of the third quarter. And we've got a series of halftime scores for you. 7-6, New Bremen over Ansonia. Fort Loramie 13, St. Henry 7. Versailles 34, Delphus Jefferson nothing. Marion Local trails Columbus Watterson 14-7. That is at the half. Piqua Lima 7-7. St. Mary's 7. Wapakoneta nothing. Miami East 14. Lehman Catholic nothing. Bell Fountain 34. Sydney 7 after two quarters. And Minster and Covington are in a very good game at the Buccaneers Field 14-13. Minster at the break. So, in addition to this game, some other very good ones going on in the region tonight. Brookville kicks off. Anna now with a touchdown march on this drive could extend the lead out to 35-16. That would be a 3-score advantage. Again, a very short kickoff comes down to Anna at the 28-yard line. It's Cam Stewart who spurts to the outside. He's nabbed at the 34, and that's where Anna starts. First down, 10 yards to go. Well, both teams have reeled off big chunks of yardage on the ground, and for that matter, that through the air, Brookville has been difficult to stop when throwing the football. Anna's found out.
But if you take away that opening kickoff by Brookville for that touchdown, and it's held them to 9 points since then.
Yes. Of course, you can also say if Brookville doesn't fumble and give Anna the short field score, who knows? Brookville may have dominated the ball for a few minutes, and that might have changed the complexion. Here is Anna on first and 10 from the 33-yard line, and exploding outside left tackle is Yuleskamp. He bolts for 11 to start the third quarter.
Anna had a lot of big plays going left there in that first half, and that was another one here to start the third quarter.
Offensive line for the Rockets is really good. It's experienced. Technique-wise, mighty strong. And look at Yuleskamp go. He jitterbugs wide. He stays afloat, won't go down across the 50, slides down the sideline, and he skims his way past two or three tacklers. Let's see, did he go out of bounds before the 20? Oops, a marker, though, way back at the 45, and it's against Brookville. So Anna's going to take the run, which winds up being a very long one of about 35 yards, penalty tacked on. Goal to go, Anna, at the 7 or 8. Tell you what, Matt, I don't know if in Division 7 or 6, 5 or even 4 for that matter, a team has two speed burners who look like a blur on the field, like Bixler and Hulskamp. And speaking of Anna running the football, here's a touchdown. Hulskamp slices in from about 4.5 yards away. I take that back. He was out at the 8.5. Hulskamp with the 6-pointer. And in less than a minute, Anna puts 6 on the board to go up 34-16. Brookville simply has no answer for the Rockets' offense. Zach Ambus, who was 6 of 7 last week, converts again. He's 5 for 5 tonight. Heck of a start to the year for Ambus on extra points. He is now 11 for 12 spanning 2 weeks, and Anna enjoys a commanding 35-16 lead. Less than 1 minute gone here in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Oh, boy. How about the Anna Rockets tonight? 4 long touchdown drives, amassing 275 yards. Here's the kickoff return by Brooks of Brookville from the 4. Right back up the middle, he scurries between the hash marks. He's dumped at the 29. First and 10, Brookville. We'll be seeing now if the Blue Devils go away from their run first game plan and maybe throw a little more down to 19.
Yeah, this is a big possession right here for the Blue Devils. You can't get too much further down than 19 like they are right now.
Exactly. Blue Devils need points on this drive, that's for sure.
Blue Devils 29-yard line.
Minute gone, third quarter. Quarterback under center, Eller. Man in motion across the formation is Brooks. Eller gave it to Myers. Myers right up the middle. He pile drives to the 35, over it to the 37, flag down.
Made by number 37, Brandon Shannon. Penalty marker on the play.
Anna scored 21 unanswered points. Brookville, they want to stay in this game. They have to come up with an answer on this possession.
Yeah, you're right, Matt. Brookville led 16-14 after scoring its second touchdown, missing the extra point. Anna has rolled since with 21 unanswered. And at the end of the last running play by Brookville, a foul against Anna. And now the Blue Devils set up shop at the 48 of the Rockets. And a timeout has been called on the field, a shaken up player. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years now, Barker, the number one most valued agency in the whole area. At 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, just to name a few. You are covered with a plan tailored to your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Here comes Brookville to the line of scrimmage, needing points. Down by 19. Over a minute gone, third quarter. First and 10, Blue Devils, Rockets 48. Deep drop by Eller, rolling right. Airmails one, near sideline. Sliding catch, Dominique at the 38-yard line. Dominique, an often used receiver, was the target again. And he reeled that ball into his breadbasket. He was on his hips at the 38. Good rollout pass play. The play went for 9.5. Second down, less than a yard to Brookville outside the Anna 38. We played 2 minutes here in the third quarter. 35-16 lead for Anna. Blue Devils have two tight ends. T formation, full house backfield. First man through, Connor Michael is fed the ball. And he bowls his way to the 35-34-yard line.
Good for a Blue Devil. First down.
First and 10, Blue Devils. Daffler has been in at running back on occasion for Michael. They have carried the load, running the ball on the inside. Myers on the rim of the offense. There's Myers in motion. And it's given to him. He tries to get the corner turned, and Anna rides him in reverse. He was hit at the 33. And I think that's where forward progress is marked. I understand Fort Loramie has scored a touchdown, a two-point conversion. Colin Moore, 9-yard TD run, 21-7. The Redskins of Fort Loramie over the Redskins of St. Henry. Second down and 9 as the ball carrier was given close to a yard in the last play. Eller, play action, looking, hash mark, near side, too high. Intended downfield for the tight end opposite Dominique in that Brookville attack. Ball thrown for Kaya Getter. It was missed.
Another big third down play right here.
Yep. Good coverage by Anna. That was one of the few times tonight that the thrower, Eller, has been off the mark. Third and 9, Brookville. And you can bet Brookville is not going to punt. They've got two plays up their sleeve. Does the head coach. Here's a rollout by Eller to the right. Oh, a nice timing pattern. Hit a receiver on the run. Dominique zooming parallel to the line of scrimmage about 10 yards downfield. Hauled it in with a step of real estate in front of him. Then hit the boundary. Completion. First down. Beautifully done.
The Brookville wide receivers tonight have done a really nice job of coming up. Some of those passes haven't exactly been accurate, but they've made the plays.
Oh, this junior, Daniel Dominique, is a good target for the QB Eller. That's for sure. We've got a lot of movement up front. Looked like Anna was offside. So many thanks to Brian Sparata, athletic director here at Brookville. He has rolled out the red carpet for us tonight. Thanks, Brian, very much. Got a 5-yard penalty.
We've got cookies out of it.
Yes, we've got chocolate chip cookies. Thanks, Brian. It is first and 5, Brookville. Eller handed off and stonewalled at the line of scrimmage is the ball carrier. At about the 17, no gain. 8:44 to go, third quarter, 35-16. Anna, Brookville must score at the end of this drive. It is imperative the Blue Devils register 6 points. Might have been a half a yard loss on the previous play. Second down and 6. It was first and 5 after the mark-off. Line of scrimmage, the 17 of Anna, in between the 17 and 18. Dominique lines up, tight end on the left. Keep an eye on him. Here is Eller in the spread. Fakes the inside handoff. Oh, he's got a man in the flat wide open. It's a leaping one-handed reception at the 8, the 7. Eller found his man, who is Daffler. He hot-stepped it out of bounds at the 5. And Anna, linebacker, was tracking him. Beautifully done, but Daffler, well-timed by Eller, who lofted it in. The play fake was nice and a bit. First and goal, 5-yard line. I tell you, Brookville not known for its passing. Anna believed it. We believed it. And Brookville has thrown the ball exceedingly well in this game tonight. The junior quarterback, Eller, has come of age. Goal to go from the 4. 4 minutes gone, third quarter. Hand off Myers, weaving some more. Stood up at the 1. The ball is pried loose by Anna. Was there a whistle? No. And a recovery at the 2.
Huge play by the Rocket defense.
Wow. Anna has ripped 2 balls away from Brookville in this game. When Brookville has run successfully, again, Myers trying to scrap for extra yards down around the 2 or the 1. Lost it. Anna's got it 98 yards away from the other end. Big change of events. 7:54 to go here in the third quarter. Anna in the lead by a score of 35-16. Understand Fort Loram is ahead of St. Henry 21-7. We mentioned that a few minutes ago. That's a big score because Fort Loram's schedule is such that Covington may be the only opponent keeping Loramie from winning 9 in a row to close the year after the season-opening loss at Minster.
And New Bremen's opened things up against Ansonia. They are up 20-6 heading to the final quarter.
Okay. Nope, talking with Brookville AD Brian Sprott, a tough luck fumble for the Blue Devils, who are marching into the end zone to cut that 35-16 Anna lead to 35-22 or 3, maybe even 24, but coughed it up a yard short of the end zone. Anna's first running play is no gain, and then on second down, Anna loses a yard, 3rd and 11 for Anna inside its 3. Minster leads Covington 21-19 late in the third, after Covington had gone ahead 19-14. Bixler will receive the snap in his end zone here. Ball's out at the 2.5. Anna must get to the 13 for a first down. Bixler 5 yards deep. Fakes to Yulskamp, runs forward, slices right tackle, sliver of an opening, and he rams through it. He skids out over the 10, stays on his feet, got to the boundary, and reached the first down marker. Good run by Bixler. Well, Bart actually controlled that ball on the snap, a good 5-6 yards deep in the end zone. So he wound up running it nearly 20. He got to the 15. And Fort Loramie's Damon Mesher has scored from a yard out, 28-7. In a blowout now at Fort Loramie High School. Redskins of Fort Loramie lead the St. Henry Redskins by 21. Looks like St. Henry will go down to its second straight resounding loss. First down run play by Anna, stuffed behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of 1. Second down 11, Anna. Half the third quarter gone. The lead for the Rockets is 35-16.
But I'm sure that's part of Anna's game plan right now. Maintain possession and take time off the clock.
No question. The scoreboard clock fast becoming a big ally of the green and white, who lead it by 19 points. Here's Bixler, fakes the inside handoff, play action, dumps it, little screen, right sideline, caught, missed tackle, Anna over the 30 extra yards, ball knocked loose by Brookville, fumble, Blue Devils have it. Stewart could not hang on. Good run after catch by Stewart. Well, maybe Brookville's on the field with its offensive unit prematurely. The referees confer, was Stewart down by contact, thus no fumble? Did the ground cause it? Anna may retain the football.
And offense still on the field.
That is the case. Good run after catch by Stewart. First and 10 Rockets at their own 31. 5.5 to go third quarter. 35-16 Anna.
You were just talking about Minster going up 21-19. They converted a 4th and 7 from the 27 for a touchdown pass.
Wow.
To take the lead.
Shades of last week against Fort Loramie. My goodness. Long snap count here by Anna's QB, Bart Bixler. Clock had been stopped. Now it begins to run. Play clock moving. Under 5.5 left in the third. Anna with a 19-point advantage, as I noted. Snap back to Bixler. Fakes to Yulskamp. Slant pattern. Leininger reaches out. Spears, 38. Run after catch of four more. First and 10, 42-yard line.
And moves the chains.
Tackle made by the Blue.
First and 10 Rockets. Richards has been spied on by Brookville secondary. He's been double covered more often than not. Leininger free on that play. First and 10 Anna, 42-yard line. Near the 5-minute mark, third quarter. Game getting away from Brookville. Snap back to Bixler. Fakes the pitch to Hulskamp. A reverse step to the left. Bixler makes a man miss. Another to the 50. 49 of Brookville. He got 9. Second down coming up a yard and a half.
That was a nice play by Bixler because it looked like the snap kind of was off to his left a little bit, and he caught it with his left and still ended up with 9 yards on the play.
Next time I see him, I'm going to say, Bart, you're smart. Nifty run
but
there.
But it was all for naught. It's a holding call.
Oh, yeah. Holding Rockets. Play wiped out. 5:05 to go in the third quarter. Anna 35, Brookville 16. And the penalty moves Anna back about 7 yards from the previous line of scrimmage. It's now at the 36. Anna can get to the Brookville 48 for a first down. First and a bunch. About 17 to go for a first down. Trips to the right for Bixler, looks that way. And it's caught at the line of scrimmage. Nice run after catch, broken tackle. That might be Richards. He's on the loose, 45-50. Richards scampering, 40-35 of Brookville. Well, it wasn't, I guessed wrong. It was Cameron Stewart, and he has been an often used player in Anna's offense tonight. Anna very adept at getting the ball wide quickly in space, and speed does the rest. First down Rockets, 35.
These haven't been long passes, but they've made plays after the catch.
Yep, sure
have. To make them big plays.
Uh-huh. Here is Bixler back at the 40 to take the snap. He's at Leininger left. Bixler looks that way. Fade pattern. Leininger, 8-yard line, too far out of his reach. Public address announcer continues to mispronounce his last name. Leininger. 4:11 left, third quarter. Clock halts. 35-16 Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Brookville 34. Here comes Anna to the line of scrimmage, and we have a momentary delay. Officials timeout. Coming up in a moment or two, we'll highlight Brookins for you. Outstanding food cooked fresh at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Score updates. Loramie continues to amass points, 35-7. In favor of Loramie over St. Henry. And Minster has tacked on a 50-yard bomb. Here is Anna exploding around the left side. Bart Bixler, no one around. Bixler's at the 25, the 20. He's en route to the end zone on a 35-yard dash to pay dirt. Wow. Speaking of Bart, here in the last minute, he has been doing it all tonight. He's passed it nicely. He's run the pigskin even better. Well, what a 1-2 punch in that offensive backfield, Bixler and Hulskamp. Cam Stewart has been used regularly tonight. Little running, a lot receiving. Extra point try, Zach Ambus. Boy, he is Mr. Reliability. 6 of 7 last week. He is 6 of 6 perfect tonight. He nails another one. 4 minutes left, third quarter. 42 for Anna, 16 for Brookville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Will Luthman kicks off for the Rockets, who own a 26-point advantage. The boot to the 6 to Myers. He ran the kickoff back to start the game for a score. This time he churns to the 26, and he's piled up right there. First down, Brookville. Blue Devils need to score quickly and often the rest of the way. Behind before touchdowns, 26 points. You do the math, you can make that up with 2 sevens and 2 sixes. And against Anna, given the fact that Anna would get the ball back, obviously, after Brookville would score, and Anna's been so effective moving it tonight. It's hard for me to fathom that without several turnovers, Brookville could get back into this game now. Here is an Anna takeaway, a strip at the 24-yard line, a loss of two. Anna knocks it out of the hands of Myers, and it's into the hands of an Anna defensive lineman, and the Rockets have possession, ideal field position, 25-yard line.
Just exactly what Brookville didn't want to do, have a turnover and give it right back to Anna.
Brookville has fumbled twice inside their 30 and once at the 1.5 in this half of play going in for a touchdown.
This was a pretty clean game for about the first quarter and a half, and then since then, seems like everybody's had the case of the drops.
And you may recall our pregame commentary by head coach Mike Hetrick of Brookville. Last year's game, essentially pretty even statistically, 48-27 Anna. But Anna got great field position in that game 3 times because of Brookville miscues. Here's Bixler way back to pass. He is buying time. He's bought every bit of time he's got available, and then he goes down under a heap of blue jerseys. Hart took a little too long to deliver that football. It's a loss of 5 at the 29. Second down, 14 or 15 to go for a first down with 3:20 remaining in the third. 2 receivers left. Bixler rolls right, quick pitch, Hulskamp. Look at him streak, right sideline, open lane. 20-15, somebody nipping at his heels, got him at the 12.
But he got that all back, and that's how they got a first down.
Tell you what, Matt, if you don't have good team speed defensively on the outside, Anna's going to burn you because the Rockets get to the edge so fast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been like that, like you said, all night. It's
just Anna on the periphery of your defense will make things happen. And the Rockets hit on that play there. Looks like an Anna man, however, might be a little shaken up. 3:11 to go here in the third quarter. Anna 42 and Brookville 16. How about Goffney Furniture in Sydney? You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center has got you covered. The best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, plus more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can can find you a perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Here's the handoff. Bixler, Gilskamp right up the gut, plows to the 11, maybe the 10. It is going to be second down and 8, last 20 seconds of the third quarter of this game. Anna leads it to 26. Malachi Minnick in there as Anna goes robust in the offensive backfield. Toss sweep to the right. It is Bixler dealing Hulskamp. He's met shoulder to shoulder at the 8 and bumped down. Third down. Excuse me. Third down coming up, and every bit of 6 for Anna. Jack Myers has had a heck of a game for Brookville. He was in there on the last stop. Matt, I've misread the scoreboard. I'm looking through a wire fence directly in front of me, and I thought it was down inside of 20 seconds, when in fact it was under 220. Now it's down to 156. My error. Third down, 6, Anna. Bixler fakes to Hulskamp, and then Bart runs wide. Look at him circle the end. 5-4-3, a dive. Got it. Touchdown, Bixler. 48-16, Anna. Bart has been everywhere. Little number 4 is listed at 5'10 or 5'11 on my roster sheet. He plays like he's 6'5 and 235 pounds. He might only be about 5'8 or 5'9. Extra point try by Ambus. He goes for 7 for 7. He booms it. He's got it. How about this young man? Zach Ambus. Place kick is through. 6 of 7 last week. 7 of 7 tonight. Anna 49, Brookville 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Here is Myers on the kickoff return for Brookville. He's back at the 4, got to the 20, tried to reverse his field, was forced backward, and nabbed at the 19. Superb coverage by the Anna Rockets. We've still got a minute 26 to go in the third quarter. 35 unanswered by Anna, which once trailed in this game 16-14.
I thought we were going to have a shootout there midway through the second quarter, but it's been all Anna since.
And Brookville's not helped themselves with some big mistakes.
Yeah, there's been a few fumbles and everything. They just haven't stopped Anna all night.
No.
If anything, it's Anna that stopped themselves.
Rockets nothing close to punt formation. 71 seconds to go, third quarter. Rollout by Eller in the right flat. Myers on the receiving end. Makes one man miss. Stays on his feet at the 27. Puts his head down. Lunges to the 31. Play good for nine. Second down, one. Stewart and Leininger off the pile for Anna. Isaac Egbert in there as well. Last 40 seconds of the third quarter. This time I am correct. 2 minutes ago I said it was down to 20 seconds or something. Down to 32, 31, 30. Brookville with a first and 10 as that last play garnered exactly 10 and a first down. Here is Eller, gives to the first man through. It's Michael, and Michael bursts beyond the linebacker, stretching out to the 43. He's got a dozen.
First down, Blue Devils.
Brandon Shannon in Anna's secondary makes the tackle. He's been in on plenty of stops in this game. In fact, he had a crucial deflection back in the first half to wipe out a touchdown catch. And the third quarter clock is winding all the way down to zero. That's it. It'll be a first down, Brookville, in the vicinity of the Blue Devils 40. When we start the fourth quarter, Anna leading 49-16 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker, who's pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, out with knee replacement, doing fine. Should be back in a couple of weeks. Chuck, glad to hear you're doing well. Running play by Brookville to start the fourth quarter. Good for five. Tackle by Luthman. Next running play, Michael up the middle for five more to the Anna 46. First down, Blue Devils. A minute into the fourth. Anna up a 33. And at one time in this game, it was 16-14, second quarter in favor of Brookville. Blue Devils have trips to the right. That's a formation for the home team you don't often see. Snap back to the quarterback, Eller. Looks for Dominique, the tight end. Dominique adjusting his route. Eller tries to purchase some time. Runs out of it. He's sacked at the 50.
A.J. Eller, the ball carrier. Put down by Will Luthman.
Will Luthman has sparkled. He's probably my defensive player of the game, Matt. What do you think?
Yeah, just the Anna defense as a whole, after that kickoff and after Brookville got the 16-14 lead, they've really shined.
Yeah, the Rockets defensively have awakened. Offensively, Bart Bixler has put on a show.
Four touchdowns tonight by the Anna quarterback.
Well, we played 2 minutes here in the fourth. Second down, 14 for Brookville. Eller short drop, slant pattern. Oh, look at that catch. A dandy at the 38. A run to the 36. Dominique again on the receiving end. It goes for 14, maybe 15. First down and a 30. Boy, this Daniel Dominique is a junior. And, boy, he's excellent at the tight end spot. He blocks nicely.
runs good routes, fine pair of hands, an often used target for quarterback Eller tonight. First and 10, 35 of Anna. Eller, short drop, steps up in the pocket, loops it downfield. Uh-oh, Anna jumps in front and makes the intercept at the 16. Return to the 26.
Number 37, Brandon Shannon.
What a play by Shannon. He has been good in the secondary for Anna. We've mentioned his name a few times, Matt. I tell you what, he sparkled in that secondary, 42-7. Fort Loramie with another score. Colin Moore, four-yard TD strike to Nick Brandewee. How about that? That was a 7-7 game at one time, and Fort Loramie has poured it on with 35 unanswered.
There's been a few games like that tonight, that New Bremen, Ansonia, that game, where it was close here for a while, but then they poured on here in the second half.
Yep. Well, on the Brandon Shannon interception by Anna, there was a penalty by Brookville on the play, motion call. Anna, of course, declines. No penalty. Anna possession. First and 10, 36. 8:58 to go. Inside handoff, and it's slow going. Pick up a 28-yard line.
Yeah, New Bremen won their game 34-6, and it was 7-6 at the half.
Right. So the winning teams have pulled away in the second half of a few games, including the one here.
We already have one game in overtime. We still have 8-plus to go. Wapak and St. Mary's is in overtime.
Wow. Yeah, this game running long. A lot of Anna running plays have gone to the sidelines out of bounds. Brookville has thrown more than it usually does. Plus, we've had a grand total of 65 points. Handoff, I think that's Minnick again. And he doubles in the offensive backfield. He chugged to the 32. It'll be third down and four. He picked up three. Then he picked up about three more. Brandon Shannon, the 5'9 senior defensive back, has really sparkled. It's kind of a toss-up, Matt. Minnick on defense, Shannon on defense. Shannon made the pick. He's batted down a few that were online for Dominique.
Peyton Davies, the ball carrier.
So my defensive player of the game might be Shannon in that Anna secondary. Offensively, it's Bixler all the way. 7:25 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Anna's ball carrier bounced outside left tackle for three-yard carries. Anna's got a fourth and one, and maybe the first punt coming up of the night. Will Luthman kickoffs and punts. He tries the kickoff duties and attempts the punting as well. Luthman back at the 24. Good snap. Let's see how Will does against the wind. Oh, nice kick. Spirals to the 28. Fair catch, Brookville. Well done by Luthman. Line of scrimmage was, what, around the 32 somewhere?
Yeah.
So 18 plus 22, 40 yards, no return. High school football, you'll take that every time.
Yeah, and to the wind.
Yes. Clock reads 8:43 to go. Is that 8:43 or 6:43, Matt?
6:43.
I'm wrong again. Looking through a wire fence
right
up here outside the press box. We got a great perch, though. I love it. It's spacious, roomy, comfortable. Out in the fresh air, our signal strength is very strong. Nobody leaning on our shoulders, not inside the cramped press box. Brian Sparata, Brookville Athletic Director, has made it convenient for us tonight.
Tackle made by Austin Webster.
Brookville running play good for a couple. Clock winds down to half the fourth quarter remaining. Second down, Blue Devils, line of scrimmage about the 35.
There's quite a few with jackets on tonight, but it's been a good, nice evening. It's like I said, it's the first sign of fall.
Clouds have parted. Moon is showing its head over top. We had a sprinkle or two right around kickoff. Wind has been out of the north-northwest most all evening. It's died down quite a bit now. Running play, right tackle. Myers cuts it back, and he hops ahead to the 39. Very close to a first down, third and one for Brookville. Maybe it's a first. It is. Both teams substituting heavily. A lot of new names on both sides of the ball. We near the five-minute mark, fourth quarter.
Great time for some of them young kids to get experience, especially Friday Night Lights and on turf. Just good learning experience.
First down, Blue Devils, Brookville 40. Handoff right up the gut. Surging as the ball carrier for eight.
Tim Davis, the ball carrier.
Often used running back now is Tim Davis, just a freshman. 5'9" scat back for Brookville. Getting the call frequently late in this game as head coach Mike Hetrick gets a good look at what he's got among underclassmen. Four and a half to go in the fourth quarter. Anna next week entertains New Bremen.
Big early season MAC contest.
Yep. And then the Rockets go to St. Henry week four. And that
they're all big in the MAC.
Oh, yeah. That running play generates zero. Ball was lost by Brookville. Blue Devils recovered, though, at their own 49. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 49-16 Anna, which once trailed in this game, 16-14. Our halftime score, Matt, was it 28-16 or 35-16?
It was 28-16.
28-16. And at 35-16, Brookville had a golden opportunity to punch it in, but fumbled on the 1.5-yard line, and that was Brookville's last serious threat. Here's a good Brookville running play over right guard beyond the 50. 45-40 goes Davis. First down, 40-yard line, far hash mark, and is into the field. 3:25 and counting late in the fourth. Brookville Blue Devils compete in the Southwest Buckeye League. We'll check Brookville's schedule momentarily. Blue Devils opened up with two in a row at home, and Brookville's on the road next week. Blue Devils try to carve out yardage outside right tackle. It's Tim Davis again. He burrows for one to the Anna 39. Blue Devils next week are at Dixie, then return home to play Eaton.
Well, what's going to be big for Anna is how Brookville does here down the stretch. What, they had three Division III teams and a Division IV team in the last four games.
Yeah, very good observation, Matt. And keep in mind, Anna beat a Division III last week. Anna was number one in its region of Division VI, and Brookville's a D5. So again, extra points for Anna, having beaten a 3 and a 5 the first 2 weeks of the season. Brookville blasts ahead. Davis again, 4 or 5 more yards to the 34. 2 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. We'll update scores for you here shortly. Bell Fountain was clobbering Sydney in the second half. Minster had pulled ahead of Covington by 9 in the fourth quarter. Versailles blew out Delphus Jefferson tonight. St. Mary's and Wapak, as Matt noted a few minutes ago, an OT game. And here is the quarterback for Brookville being dumped way back behind the line of scrimmage. Decked for a loss at the 39. Minute 20 left. Fourth down, Brookville, 9 to go for a first down at the Anna 39.
Wapakoneta won 19-13 in overtime.
Oh, good ball game. Next opportunity here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll hear from the in-between. Brookville to the line of scrimmage. Under a minute to go here in the fourth quarter. May only see a couple more plays from scrimmage. Anna with 48 points week one, 49 tonight.
That's getting good, it done.
Oh, yes. Offensively, heck of a start to the year. I'm sure head coach Nick Marino spotted some things defensively he wants to get solved. Here's a forward pass down the field by Brookville, and it's intercepted at the 27-yard line. Picked off on the play by Anna. Nice interception. I think that might have been Spangler on the pick.
Yes.
If Grant Spangler, a senior, 6 feet, 4 inch, 175-pounder in the secondary. That's twice here in the second half. Alertly, and a secondary people have lurched in front of Brookville receivers, anticipating the throw, and made nice interceptions. Previously, Shannon made a pickoff for Anna.
Yeah. Very nice defensive effort by the Rockets. Kind of a shaky start, but second quarter on, solid.
And what did Anna wind up with? Five takeaways? Six?
Something like that. Yeah.
Wow. Brookville with, what, at least three fumbles, two interceptions. And Bart Bixler takes a knee, and the final 19 seconds will run off the board. Anna dispatches Brookville tonight. Game effort by the Blue Devils through the first two and a half quarters. Brookville once led 16-14 in the second. Anna was on top 28-16 at the break. Scored 21 in the second half. 35 total unanswered. And Anna wins it big to go to 2-0. A victory over a D5 club tonight. Brookville beating a D3 Fenwick last week. Brookville now 1-1 after beating Tri-County North last week 48-14. Next opponent at Dixie for Brookville next Friday evening. We'll return, Matt, wrap it up for our fans in a moment. Back in 60 as the Anna Rockets dispose of Brookville tonight 49-16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And welcome back here to Brookville. I'm Jack with Matt. Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. He'll return in a few weeks. Coming off knee replacement surgery, Chuck is on the mend. Should be as good as new here real soon. I look forward to Chuck being back. And Matt Zerker has helped us immensely over the past few seasons and is with us here tonight. He's thumbing through some scores, some near completions. Last we heard, Minster on the road at Covington, up 9 in the fourth. It's now 35-25. Minster, a final. Final score, 35-25. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight. A part of this Anna 49-16 win over the Brookville Blue Devils. Our anchor underwriters included the following: American Architectural Glass, located in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health, Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, LaCal, a founding underwriting sponsor. We simply could not have gotten off the ground without the help of LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center way back in 2007. Thank you, LaCal. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. We'll highlight our players of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, in a moment. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings at the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, what's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, north of Anna, east of New Bremen, west of Jackson Center. The food is not in between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his very best shot. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, I may have mentioned. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your gift ideas come to life. And in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc. In addition, thank you very much to Dan Eilerman Construction of Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship at Dan Eilerman Construction. Regal Trophy and Awards, for the best in trophies, plaques, and awards, call on Regal, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. It's got to be Regal for the crowning touch. And Moore's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Enjoy a fun time on the patio during nice weather at Moore's Landing. And enjoy even more the fantastic food at Moore's, which serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Matt Zerker alongside, a look at a scoring summary, easy for me to say. The scoring summary, or at least a part of it, 3 touchdowns by Anna in the second half, 5 in a row by Anna, unanswered by Brookville, to put this game away, 49-16.
After Anna got a 28-16 lead at the half, they scored all 3 of their second half touchdowns in the third quarter. Heelskamp with an 8-yard touchdown run at the 11:40 mark, and then Bixler with a 35-yard score at the 4:03 mark, and then added another 8-yard run with 1:42 to go in the third quarter to make the final score 49-16. Some other finals and other scores that we have: Fort Loramie defeated St. Henry 42-7, Minster over Covington 35-25, Lima Senior defeated Piqua 17-14. In the fourth quarter, Miami East leads Lehman 21-17. In the fourth quarter, Bell Fountain leads Sydney 42-28. Versailles defeated Delphus Jefferson 48-0. New Bremen defeated Ansonia 34-6. And Columbus Waterson defeated Marion Local 31-7.
Wow. Columbus Waterson's D what?
I believe 3.
I was going to say 3 or 4, maybe 3. You're right. Marion Local took on a juggernaut in that game tonight on the road, I think, right?
Yeah, I think it was at Ohio Dominican, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Interesting score. Here, 49-16, Anna over the Brookville Blue Devils. Anna certainly will hang on to the very top spot in its region of D6, which is a very difficult region. Five MAC schools in there, including Minster, of course, plus the likes of Liberty Center, Haviland, Wayne Trace, Lima CC, Columbus Grove, and on and on and on. Powerful region. And Anna, by virtue of beating a D3 week one, a D5 week two, will retain the very top spot. Our stars of the game, Matt, unless you disagree and tell me if you think you're on the same page with me, I'm going with Brandon Shannon, 5'9 defensive back senior, 150-pounder, defensive player of the game for Anna.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. The Anna defense just really stepped up the final two and a half quarters.
Yep, sure
this
did.
Game.
And offensively, it's got to be Bart Bixler.
Yeah. With four touchdowns tonight and just leading the offense and did some nice plays pitching off to Kuhlskamp, who ended up with, what, three touchdowns himself tonight?
It's right.
Just a complete effort by Bart tonight.
Yeah, last week Bart scored on a 39-yard run, an 11-yard run, through TD strikes of 45 and 29, and he tacks on being a part of four more touchdowns in this game tonight. So he's been all over the place offensively. And we give the Star of the Game awards to Shannon in the secondary. Bixler on offense for Anna. Brought to you by Clancy's. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue, located in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Matt Zerker, thank you so much. Anna, extremely impressive, especially offensively. Mid-season form for the Rockets. Defensively, have to get better. If Anna wants to repeat as co-champs in the MAC, the defense has got to step it up. They did adjust tonight after a couple of quarters of play. Brookville did move the ball pretty smoothly through the first 28 minutes of this game. Then Anna stiffened. But in the MAC, the competition is even stronger than this evening. So Anna's got work to do at the defensive end.
But I'm sure he's got to be happy with the way the offense has been going. Like you said, you have 48 points in the opener, 49 here tonight.
Sure.
And like you said, the defense made the adjustments. Mm-hmm. But like you said, now next week, you open MAC play against a New Bremen team that's going to be coming in at 2-0.
Oh, yeah. Yep. For Jeff Bray, who has been a part of scoresbroadcast.com in years past, who's down in South Carolina tonight and was listening in. For Mike Wick, who helped get scoresbroadcast.com off to a great start back in 06-07 and who filled in last week. For Chuck McBee, who may have been listening, I think he heard early parts of this game tonight. Chuck will be back in a couple of weeks. And for Matt Zerker alongside here at Brookville, I'm Jack Kramer saying good night from Brookville High School, where Anna has gone to 2-0, defeating the Brookville Blue Devils 49-16.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.